This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
I hope you have a sugar high for this one. It is Education Day at Segres Stadium. 11 a.m. baseball, and this place is jumping. Over 4,000 kids at the park, and they are cheering on their Woodpeckers if they take the diamond. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Woodpeckers radio booth. We're caffeinated up. We got our morning coffee, and we're ready to go. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, glad to be with you on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Colin, the Woodpeckers were a little flat yesterday offensively, falling 8-1 to the Downeast Wood Ducks in the opener. Hard to be flat on a day like this, though, when you got 4,000-plus underage Woodpeckers fans in the house.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you come into a game after playing last night less than 24 hours ago, closer to 12 hours ago, in fact, and this will wake you up quickly, this crowd with these kids all fired up for this matchup. And, yeah, for the Woodpeckers, it'd be nice to get some offense going, a good opportunity to do it in front of this packed house, to really turn the offense around. It's been slumping a little bit as of late. Down East was the same way prior to last night. We'll see if the Woodpeckers have a breakout with the bats today.
Here in Game 2, it's Jose Fleury against Josh Gessner, a pair of right-handers for the Down East Wood Ducks. The Woodpeckers have taken the diamond, and we are ready for the national anthem. We'll send you down to field level and then give you a few more numbers on the starters and run you through the lineups right here on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, MILB.TV. Stay tuned. First pitch around the corner on Education Day.
And oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, once so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Let's hear it for DJ Wu, Evan Plant. Atta boy.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter
in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Welcome back inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth as we gear up towards first pitch. It's a Wednesday Education Day. Morning baseball, 11.05 a.m., and we are ready to go. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Game two of this six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, the affiliates of the Astros and the Texas Rangers. Right-hander Jose Fleury out on the mound. No record, 1.54 ERA. This is second start, fourth appearance. He faces off against right-hander Miguel Villarreal. And the first pitch of our game is out. It is a fastball strike. And here we go. We have over 4,000 students in the ballpark today. They're scattered from foul pole to foul pole in the seating bowl. They're out on the left field berm. They're all over the place. A slider swung on and missed. Nothing. 0-2, that is, on Miguel Villarreal. We were field level calling right before the game, and they have a ton of energy that they're bringing into this ballpark today.
Yeah, Arrowhead Stadium has nothing on Segra Stadium today.
Here's the pitch home, and a sweeping slider strikes out Miguel Villarreal. A three-pitch strikeout for Jose Fleury. That'll bring up Tucker Mitchell. Fleury now with 12 innings of work under his belt. He's racked up 16 strikeouts over that stretch. He's given up two earned runs, still has not surrendered a home run yet this year, and limited the walks to seven. Carries a whip of below one, 0.94 coming into today. This 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic has been fantastic. First pitch slider down and outside to Tucker Mitchell for ball one. Here comes the next one home out of the wind, and a fastball misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Fayetteville dropped the opener yesterday, 8-1. They were nearly shut out, but a drop fly ball in right field with two outs in the ninth allowed the only run of the game to score. Here comes the wind kick and pitch. Mitchell swings through a breaking ball. A four-pitch mix that Fleury brings to you. Changeup, curveball, slider, the off-speed stuff, and then the fastball, four-seam varieties. A part of that four-pitch repertoire. Here we go, and a foul ball straight backwards and into the seats.
Yeah, with that first out, he's now retired. He's now gone 12 innings without giving up a run. That's the longest streak by any Woodpeckers pitcher this season. In fact, he hasn't given up a run since his very first inning on the mound as a member of the Woodpeckers.
Yep, that was here at home against the Carolina Mudcats in that extra inning game. He was the opening day starter. Here's the kick and pitch. Missed a little bit low, and it'll be a full count. Woodpeckers in the reds today for our radio audience. A red bill, black cap, that white Fayetteville F embroidered on the front, the red jersey that says the Vill across the chest. Black belts, white pant with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. A 3-2 full count pitch to Mitchell, and he taps it foul behind home. Meanwhile, down east has donned the greens today. Wood Ducks in yellow across the chest. The green uniform with an orange number on the back, a white embroider around that orange number, black batting helmets, a black belt, and a gray pant with an orange pinstripe down the side of the leg. Fleury will try it again, another payoff to Mitchell. And he fouls another one away, straight back at home and onto the roof of Segra Stadium. A couple of our everyday fans, Woodpecker season ticket holders that had the day off work coming to join us as well, but no doubt they're overwhelmed by the elementary schoolers and middle schoolers that we have in the park today. Tons of school buses rolling up to the front gates of Segra Stadium a couple hours before first pitch. These games are always very energized over the first seven innings or so until the students actually have to go back to the classroom. Mitchell battling another 3-2 pitch, and he takes it down and outside on the appeal. He did not go, so a long walk worked by Tucker Mitchell. He walks on the eighth pitch of the at-bat. And that was something that Down East did pretty well yesterday against Andrew Taylor, has worked deep counts early, forced Taylor out of the game in the fourth inning. And now it's Abby Ortiz, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Infield with a slight shift to the pull side of the left-hander. And Ortiz cuts it a high fastball in the first one. It is nothing and one. Yosi Gallon will follow, and then Anthony Gutierrez, the five-hitter.
Hey, Chappie, deja vu all over again. Fleury called for a balk.
Oh, was he really? Wow. The base umpire, I think Chris Janke called him for the balk yesterday. That was one of the storylines of the game. Michael Knorr committing three balks in one inning. Abby Malek-Ortiz ready for the pitch, and it's a changeup just outside and low, so one ball and no strikes. Just to wrap up that batting order for you for Down East, coming in at 7-8 on the year. Glader Figueroa is the sixth hitter. Cam Colley, 7. Daniel Cueva, 8. And the DH, Andres Mesa, rounds it out. Here's the 1-0. And Ortiz pops this pitch up left side, and it'll get onto the roof. Keep it at, put it to 1-1 rather on Ortiz. That first pitch that he swung through again did not count because of the balk from Fleury.
Struggling to find out exactly what he did there. Maybe a slight twitch, but he did come set.
A look to second in the 1-1. There's a good breaking ball that lands for strike two.
Balk call also came in very late, Chappie. It was basically as the ball crossed home plate that it was called by field umpire Chris Janke.
Janke works the bases. Michael Corbett, who called those balks yesterday, is behind the plate. The umpiring crew has the blues out today. The blue tops with the dark gray pants and the black caps. We'll have this crew all week alternating on the bases and behind home. 1-2 on Ortiz. And here comes the kick, the pitch, a swing and a deep fly ball. This is hit out into right field, hooking towards the pole, and it's gone. A two-run home run for Abby Ortiz. He got a hanging breaking ball. And it's the first home run given up by Jose Fleury this season. 2-0 Down East in the first. Back-to-back games that they've opened up with a first-inning home run. Yesterday it was Ian Muller. Today it's Abby Ortiz.
And Fleury got Ortiz well out in front of that breaking ball, but he's got such raw power that he can pull that pitch down that right field line, able to keep it fair. We saw Ortiz have that big walk-off home run against Fayetteville last season. Picking up right where he left off, evidently. Two-run shot to give Down East the early advantage.
And now it's Yosi Gallon swinging and missing at a fastball strike. Gallon, the cleanup man, takes low. 1-1. Gallon batting an even 200 on the year. He has 2 home runs, 7 hits in total. And he's late on a high fastball. Fleury gets ahead, 1-2. Everything was looking pretty sharp for Jose Fleury, keeping the breaking ball low, the fastball with some life at the top of the zone, but he just left one in the center to Ortiz, and he didn't miss it. There's a good slider, working away to the righty, and he strikes out Gallon swinging for the second out.
Let's take a quick look at the Fayetteville defense while we have a second. Out in left field is Ryan Clifford. One of the rare times he's not in right. Over in the other corner position, Zach Cole in center, Rolando Espinosa in right field, Darby Cruz the third baseman, Jackson Lofton the shortstop, Dario Lorenzo at second, Ricardo Below is at first, and John Garcia doing the catching for Fleury.
First pitch fouled back by Gutierrez, and it's 0-1. Base is empty, 2-0 the score, and a slider gets him to swing through. Gutierrez playing in his 13th game of the season. 14 hits and 45 at-bats. That's a .311 average. His one home run on the year, 7 driven in. The pitch, grounded left side. This is collected by Narbe Cruz. His throw across the diamond is in time to get Gutierrez and end the inning. But Down East scores early again via the home run. A 2-run homer for Abby Ortiz. And Fayetteville will be down a couple, grabbing the bats for the first time. Clifford, Cruz, Cole to lead it off. We have the rest of the Woodpeckers starting 9 when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bonkers Entrance is brought to you by Couple and Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Hear you, make some noise for Bunker!
Little boys inside.
fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs today, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out today. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Josh Gessner. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. Just underway on a Wednesday morning, Education Day at the ballpark. And Ryan Clifford leads it off for Fayetteville. Narve Cruz, Zach Cole to follow. They face down east right-hander Josh Gessner. No record, no ERA. He's gone 8 2/3 scoreless to begin his season. First pitch off the outside, and it is 1-0 on Clifford. John Garcia, Jackson Lofton, and Sandro Gaston will follow. Bottom three, Dari Lorenzo, Ricardo Ballo, and Rolando Espinoza. Pitch missed low, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes on Clifford. Gessner this year, over his 8 2/3 innings, has given up just 3 base hits, 4 walks. He's hit a batter and struck out 10. Here's the wind from the right-hander. Pitch home, down and outside. 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ryan Clifford batting 340 to begin the season. 17 base hits leads the team. The 3-0 pitch. There is a fastball strike over the middle. 2-0 the score early. Abby Ortiz hitting a 2-run home run over the right field wall against Jose Fleury in the first. And here comes the wind kick in 3-1. And Clifford swings and hits a fly ball out into left field. Playable for Yosi Gallon in middle left. He backpedals at the last second, makes a belt tie grab with one hand, and Clifford is retired. That'll bring up Narve Cruz, and Colin has the down east defensive alignment for you.
Yeah, Gallon, the DH yesterday, draws back in the field. He's out in left. Anthony Gutierrez next to him in center. Abby Ortiz with a big swing in the top half of the inning. He is in right field. Glader Figueroa is at third. Donyer Cuevo at short. Cam Colley, the second baseman, Miguel Villarreal is at first.
Narve Cruz sends one sky high, right center, and it's dropped. It falls in between Gutierrez and Ortiz, and Narve Cruz will get to second base. Well, that right side of the down east infield has been a liability over the last couple of innings. You go back to the ninth inning last night, it was Abby Ortiz dropping a routine fly ball that would have ended the game. And now he and Gutierrez miscommunicate, and that falls between them. It'll go down as a clean double with nobody touching that ball.
That'll be the sixth of the year now for Cruz. Tucker Mitchell, by the way, doing the catching for Gessner, who made 3 starts last year against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, so he's familiar with this team.
And now it's Zach Cole. Fastball up and outside. 1-0 on Cole. Cole batting 216 on the year and still leads the club with his 3 home runs, that is. Line drive pulled to first, reeled in by Villarreal, goes to second, and Cruz is out, diving back in. Tried to get his right hand in there, it was close, but Cruz caught off of the bag. That ball was smoked by Zach Cole, but right to Villarreal, and the inning will come to a close after the double. No damage done after the miscommunication in the outfield. It's 2-0 Wood Ducks go into the second. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Welcome back. Top of the second inning from Segra Stadium on a Wednesday morning. We play early baseball, Education Day. First of the year for the Woodpeckers. First pitch low to Glader Figueroa. 2-0 Wood Ducks after the Abby Ortiz two-run home run opened it up in the top of the first. Figueroa, Colley, and then Cueva, the three to bat. Pitch from Fleury, a check swing and one down to the dirt. Michael Corbett, plate umpire, says he went, and it's 1-1. And these Down East Wood Ducks, Colin, you were mentioning it prior to the game today, but they have found themselves in a lot of Education Day ball games and played a lot of this early morning baseball so far this year. This is the first morning game that Fayetteville's played all season long. 1-1 is a little inside, and it's two balls and one strike.
Still think they have another one, another 11:05 game the rest of the way as well.
Slight shift on the infield. Narbe Cruz pulled over to short from third. 2-1 is a nice wraparound slider that'll fall into the zone. And it goes to two balls and two strikes. There were some Education Days yesterday around the league. Pitches inside. I know that Augusta and Columbia played one. I think there's some other daytime games being played right now as well. Full count on Figueroa. Base is clear, nobody out, top two. And the pitch comes in and misses just down and away. Fleury tried to go with an outside corner slider, just missed his spot, and it's the second walk that he has issued in this one.
How about this, Chappie? The Wood Ducks on May 10th, they host Delmarva Shorebirds, 11 a.m. start time. 1 week later, they host these Fayetteville Woodpeckers once again at 11 o'clock on May 17th. Back-to-back Wednesdays with a morning game.
That's for Down East, yeah?
Yep.
Cam Colley is looking at a changeup, and that's strike one to him. We have one other Education Day going right now. The kids are hanging out in Zebulon, North Carolina as well. The Carolina Mudcats and the Kannapolis Cannonballers are underway early in the bottom of the second. At the belt, Fleury peeking over that left shoulder, pitches. And he misses down and inside to Colley. It is 1-1. Cam Colley, in his third season in the Carolina League, played briefly with the Wood Ducks in 2021, a full season last year, back for 23. And the 1-1 pitch, very high. Two balls and a strike to Cam Colley. Cam Colley, a guy who is in the Texas Rangers top 30 prospect for a little while. He's since slipped out of the top 30. 2-1, and he pops this pitch up right side, and out of play it goes. Comes into today's game batting 163. 7 hits and 43 at-bats. He has hit a home run this season and a double. His 2 extra base hits, driven in 3. But the strikeouts have been the issue for him, tied for the second most on the team with 16. Fastball elevated, and we've got another balk. Is that right? Yeah. We've got another balk called on the Woodpeckers. Figueroa will be granted second base. Ricky Rivera is out of the dugout, arguing with Chris Jenke. And this is more of the same from what we saw yesterday. Just bizarre. Never seen so many balks called by a single umpire crew over the course of two games. 2-2 pitch to Colley, and this is chopped left side. Two skips for Lofton. He fields at the belt, throws firm to first, and gets the out. Colley retired, and Figueroa will hold it second. Collins got the replay up, and not sure if you see anything there, Colin.
No, he came set. The pause was more brief than most guys, but there was a definite pause there. Chappie, I really don't know what they've been seeing the last couple of nights. It's getting ridiculous at this point.
It's a little bizarre. I mean, we're not seeing a twitch of the shoulders. We're not seeing, like, the obvious stuff, you know, where you'd pick up the leg and then you stop the kick. I mean, that stuff's pretty clear to spot from up here. It seems like they're really forcing these guys to try and hold firm in that set before they come to the plate. Here's the pitch to Daniel Cueva, and the lefty fouls it off for strike one. It's a 1-1 count.
And I know it's not the umpire's job to, you know, make sure that or kind of make sure the guy's not balking. It's obviously on the pitcher, but
yeah.
You'd think there'd be a little bit of an explanation, a clear-cut example of, as to why it was a balk. It doesn't seem like they've given neither nor last night nor Fleury a reasoning for it.
And the 1-1 misses outside.
Granted, we're not at field level, so we can't know for sure what's being said between player and umpire, but just has to be very frustrating first couple of games for the pitching staff of the Woodpeckers.
Look to second base, 2-1 offering, and a pop fly left side, and this will sail onto the concourse. And it's a foul ball to 2-2 on Cueva. There's a lot of things that you have to juggle now as a pitcher out on the mound with this pitch clock. Your tempo has to be there, but you also still have to abide by the conventional balk rules, the conventional set rules. So if that clock's ticking down on you, there can be a tendency to rush things. Here's the 2-2. And it's chopped foul back at home. 77-mile-per-hour slider offered up by Jose Fleury. Pitch count creeping towards 40 on him. He's at 38. Leadoff walk and a ground ball. Cueva, third batter of the inning. It's 2-0 down east on an Abby Ortiz 2-run home run in the first. Fleury starts at the shoulders, works down to the belt, left leg kick and pitch. And another foul ball is fouled straight back into the netting. These down east hitters have done a really good job of just battling in two strike counts. They were doing it yesterday, forcing Fayetteville's arms to throw more pitches than they wanted. And this will be the seventh pitch of the at bat to Cueva. A 224 hitter on the year. And he swings and misses. A good changeup. Bottomed out as he got to the plate. And Jose Fleury picks up his third strikeout today. Brings up Andres Mesa, the designated hitter.
Certainly hasn't been easy on these Woodpeckers pitchers, not just with the box, but just the fact that Down East has been so tough at the plate in this series, forcing deep counts. That one had to feel good, though, for Fleury to battle and come out on top.
First pitch to Mesa, started to swing on the appeal. He did not. It's a good slider by Fleury below the zone. Mesa is batting just 176, 3 hits and 17 at bats. They've all been singles. He's driven in a pair of runs. Glader Figueroa, the man on second base. Here's the 1-0. Started to swing again. That time it was in the zone, 1-1. Andres Mesa has not drawn a walk yet either in his 17 plate appearances. The 1-1 pitch is down low in the dirt. 2-1. A 20-year-old from Azua in the Dominican Republic. That's the same city of the DR that Alim Bersanta grew up in. They're relatively the same age, so probably some similarities there or some knowledge of each other coming up. 2-1. Very high pitch. Goes to 3-1 on Andres Mesa.
Seen Fleury miss a couple of times with that breaking ball high. Just hasn't been able to pull it down. wonder if he's just having trouble getting a grip on the baseball.
Mesa, originally a Seattle Mariners farmhand, traded to Texas back in June of 21. Pitch is low, and there's a walk. It's the first drawn this year by Andres Mesa. And he'll stroll down to first base. So first and second, Jose Fleury, who had given up no more than two walks in each of his last two outings. He's given up three here through an inning and a third. He walked four over four innings in his debut. Now we'll have to work with two on. At the top of the order, Miguel Villarreal coming up, who he struck out his first time at the plate.
Chap, you mentioned that trade that Mesa was in. It actually indirectly involves the Houston Astros, because that trade would involve Rafael Montero, who is now with Houston at the time, traded from Texas to Seattle.
There's a history of those two teams doing some business. Seattle and the Houston Astros, that is. The Abraham Toro deal, the one that really stands out of recent. That was a weird deadline deal where Toro was in Seattle and he changed dugouts during the series. A step off and a look down to second base.
Jose Corniel also in that deal. Saw him with Down East. I think he still actually might be with them. Yeah, he's on the roster currently. Might see him later in the series.
Pitch low to Villarreal, pops away from Garcia, but he's quick to jump on top and keep the runners at first and second. Villarreal, over 11 games, batting .256. He is playing in his 50th Carolina League game of his career today. Debuted last year with Down East, impressed with a .323 average over 38 games. This season, a home run and six driven in as well. Pitch from Fleury. A slider moves to the outside, gets them to swing, and it's 2-1. Woodpeckers so far in this series have been outscored 10-1. 8-1 loss yesterday, and then the two-run home run today by Abby Ortiz. Fleury trying to put up a scoreless second. Misses outside with a breaking ball. So 3-1, it'll be his 50th pitch already with this next offering. And a little bit of activity now out there in the Fayetteville bullpen. Pitch, a pop-up, right side over towards the first base dugout. Ballo drifting over, but that'll find the roof and get it to 3-2 on Villarreal. Villarreal grew up in Venezuela. And he's been a Texas Ranger since he signed internationally in 2019. Three-two with two outs. Runners will be moving. The pitch comes in, and it just misses low. Third walk of the inning to load up the bases on Fleury. He's tied a season high with four walks, and now Zach Wilkins, Fayetteville pitching coach, is going to go out to have a chat. Woodpeckers bullpen will have to activate here with the pitch count being a concern now. And it'll be Tucker Mitchell with the big chance with the bases loaded and two outs. A reminder, this series continues all week long. We're playing early today, but we're back to our normal start time tomorrow, 7:05. Played at 6:05 yesterday with the quick turnaround today, but back to 7:05 tomorrow and Friday. Going to be a busy weekend in downtown Fayetteville with the Dogwood Festival happening across the way as well at Festival Park. So going to be tons of people down here, a lot of traffic as well. So if you're planning on coming out to a game over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, get here early so you can grab a parking spot. Down East. Going to be a team that the Woodpeckers see often this year. Another six-game series at home here at Segra Stadium later in the year, but 24 times. This is game two of 24 between these two clubs. And a lot of the success of the Woodpeckers in the standings and for Down East will be dictated based on this season series. Tucker Mitchell ready after the meeting on the mound. The first pitch is high. 1-0.
once again, we saw Andrew Taylor have that high pitch count, but he was able to limit the damage through his 3 1/3 innings pitched. Question is, can Fleury do the same thing he did?
The 1-0, and Mitchell takes a fastball strike in the zone. Mitchell, the 21-year-old, Mitchell playing in his age 22 season. Pitches up and outside. Drafted in the 14th round by the Rangers back in 2021 from State College of Florida. It's in the Sarasota area. Went to the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, which, of course, created Elijah Green, who we saw at home last week. Or 2 weeks ago, I should say, with the Fred Nats. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Mitchell cuts through a slider. Out in the Fayetteville bullpen is number 36, Dury Carrasco, the converted pitcher. But Jose Fleury trying to get out of this second inning without allowing a run. Bases loaded, he's walked three, and time is called. Two ball, two strike, set at the belt by Fleury, and his pitch is high. Mitchell playing in his 10th game. He's been off to a fantastic start. Top hitter average-wise on the roster. He's gone 12 for 24 to begin his year. 10 singles, 2 doubles, 6 driven in. Runners will be moving. Nowhere to put him. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. It's a fastball strike. And Fleury, K's Mitchell looking. And despite a long laborious inning, does not surrender a run. The 3 walks and 3 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second, 2-0 down east.
Banker Advantage. A baseball trip is a wonderful reason to smile. Show us those shiny teeth for the Catlett Family Dentistry Smile Cam.
All by myself in uncharted island in an endless sea. What makes me happy fills me up with glee. Those bones in my jaw that don't have a flaw, my shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth that twinkle just like the stars in space. My shiny teeth that sparkle, adding beauty to my face. My shiny teeth that glisten just like a Christmas tree. You know they walk a mile just to see me smile. Woo! Shiny teeth and me. Yes, they're all so perfect, so white and pearly. Brush, gargle, rinse, a couple breath mints. My shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth so awesome, just like your favorite song. My shiny teeth that blossom, so they grow to be real strong. My shiny teeth, I love them, and they all love me. What should I talk to you when I've got 32? Woo! Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth and me.
Back on the mound for the Woodcocks, Josh Gessner. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 20, John Garcia.
Well, long inning for Jose Fleury in the top of the second, but he gets out of it. Walks three, leaves the bases loaded, and now Josh Gessner faces the 4-5 and 6 of the Fayetteville lineup for the first time. 2-0 the score, and the first pitch to John Garcia is a fastball down and away for ball one. Garcia, Lofton, and Sandro Gastone. Here's the pitch outside. 2-0. Garcia comes in batting 231. Pair of home runs. He hit one in Columbia last week. The pitch takes a fastball just below the letters, and it's called a high strike. 2-1. Josh Gessner gave up a double to Narbe Cruz in the second, but a line out to first double play got him out of things quickly. Fastball runs towards the back foot of Garcia, and it's 3-1. Education Day, and all the kids still hanging out in the park. We got well over 4,000 today. 3-1. Chased after a high fastball. That might have been ball four. Josh Gessner, as we mentioned, has not given up a run over 8 2/3, making 9 2/3 now. He's originally from Australia. In on the hands, a fly ball pushed to right center. Abby Ortiz circling around it. Been a little bit of a liability out there and right over the last couple of innings, but he makes that play for out number one, and Jackson Lofton will take a crack at it.
Four batters saved, so he'll put the ball in play all four times, made decent contact. Now that line drive that Zach Cole hit that didn't get down the line looming large with that inning-ending double play it resulted in.
First pitch to Lofton is outside. Gessner played in the Australian Baseball League. He didn't play in the States for college or anything like that. Lofton takes a low pitch for ball two. He was playing for the Sydney Blue Sox going back to 2017 and 2018, and then it was the Phillies that originally signed him out of the ABL. Infield, outfield, straight up. The 1-0 coming to Lofton. A 2-0, rather, and that's pitches inside. Three balls and no strikes now. And then he was traded to Texas in July of 2021. There were some big leaguers involved in that trade. Pitch inside, 3-0, and it's a walk. Four-pitch walk to Jackson Lofton. And bring up Sandro Gastón, but the Rangers traded a right-handed pitcher, Hans Kraus, along with Ian Kennedy and Kyle Gibson, and some cash to the Phillies in exchange for Spencer Howard, Josh Gessner, and Kevin Gowdy. So there's a lot of different guys involved in that trade. Ian Kennedy, Kyle Gibson being the standout names there, going to Philadelphia. Roller down the stairwell of the Fayetteville dugout, and everybody was able to dodge out of the way of that one. Nothing and one on Gastón.
Kennedy was quite the pitcher in San Diego. Had some pretty strong prime years, and sort of Gibson for that matter.
Yeah, I tend to remember Ian Kennedy as a Diamondback.
True,
but he was with a lot of different teams.
I think you're right. I think his best years actually came in Arizona.
He was with San Diego, though, for a chunk of time. A guy who's been a starter and a reliever during his career. Runner on the move to second. Gastón pops this up. It's towards the rain tarp on the first base side. Villarreal sprinting back on it, and it'll get into the seats. Jackson Lofton had to frantically scramble back to first base, thinking he might be doubled up. But it's a foul ball and an 0-2 count on Sandro Gastón. Gastón came up with a double yesterday late in the game. Finished 1-for-4, and he scored the only run on that drop fly ball in the ninth. A step off and a pickoff throw over to first from Gessner. And Lofton's back in time. Slide step home. Lofton running. Change up inside. Here's the throw down. The tag applied, and no, they didn't get him. That was a good throw by Mitchell. Low into the corner of the bag. Cam Cauley thought he had Lofton, but it'll be a stolen base.
Very, very close play. I think the tag came up for just a fraction of a second, and that allowed Lofton to get his hand in, but bang, bang play at second.
Woodpeckers trying to cut into an early 2-0 deficit. Pitch home. And Gastón looks at it outside and low. Two balls and two strikes. Gastón batting just above 200 on the year at 208. Spits on a slider down and outside. Hit a couple of balls well yesterday out to the warning track near center and left. Just missed his first home run of the season when we were in Columbia on Sunday. He hit it to the base of the fence out in left center field before it was caught. He's close. Here comes the 3-2. And he pops this pitch up. First base side and over towards the railing of the Fayetteville dugout. Catcher Mitchell Villarreal are over there, but it gets into the seats for a souvenir. How cool is that got to be if you show up with your classmates, Education Day, all these kids in the ballpark, and you're one of the lucky few that comes away with a foul ball? That's got to be awesome.
Just got to make sure no one swipes it from you.
That's right. Yeah, your friends are going to be trying to give you their lunch money or something in exchange for the baseball. So Gastone battling in a 3-2 count, one out, Lofton on second, the pitch. And he fouls it away. Gastone has driven in 8 this year. While he hasn't homered, he has doubled 5 times, and that's tied for the team lead with Narbe Cruz. I guess Cruz has actually taken the team lead today with his 6th. That came in the first inning on that fly ball that dropped between a pair of outfielders. But Gastone has driven in 8 runs, and although he hasn't been hitting for average, he's situationally been pretty good this year. Another 3-2 pitch. And Gastone hits it off the end of the bat, a roller towards first. It's fielded by Villarreal behind the bag. He'll stroll over and touch it himself for the second out. Lofton will make it down to third.
Talk about situational hitting. He got the job done, at the very least. Made Gessner throw a lot of pitches and hit a ground ball right side the infield, so Lofton can move up 90 feet away, although with 2 outs. They're going to need one of their top contact guys in the lineup to do what he does best and get a 2-out single to drive in the tying run.
It's Dari Lorenzo. He came up with a base hit yesterday.
It'll be 0-1. I think he got called for a pitch clock violation.
Yeah, he did. You're right. Takes the first pitch for a strike on the high outside corner. So 0-2 quickly, just like that, and he's going to have to protect. Ground ball out to second base. Backhanded by Cam Cawley. Off balance throw, one hops to first. Oh, they got him. What a play by Cam Cawley. Backhanding towards center field, throwing off balance, fading towards left. And a one-hopper accurately into the glove of Villarreal to end the inning, save the run. So Fayetteville threatens with Lofton on third, can't bring him in, and it's 2-0 after 2 today from Segra Stadium.
Hey, Action Jackson.
All right, I'm down here with Michael on the first base dugout. Michael, what school are you here with today?
Huh?
What school are you here with today?
Lloyd Amini. Lloyd E. Yaman.
There it is, Lloyd Amin Elementary. Let's make some noise. All right. We got Michael here. We got Michael here from Lloyd Amin Elementary. We're going to turn around to the Sagerstron for some baseball basics. Wouldn't be Education Day without a little quiz. So to start out with, how many bases are there on a field? It's pretty easy. We can count up right now. How many do you see, Michael?
4.
He's going with 4. Ding, ding, ding. 1-for-1, off to a hot start. Up next, what is a balk? An illegal move made by the pitcher, the sound a woodpecker makes, or a species of grass?
A.
Michael's saying A. Ding, 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 ding. 2-for-2. That's it. That's our quiz. All right, 2-for-2. 100%. You can't do any better than that. Let's hear it for our boy Michael.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Flurry.
Thanks for starting your day with us. We're going to the top of the third inning on this Education Day. Down East leading 2-0, and it is the 2, 3, and 4 of Tucker Mitchell. Rather make it 3, 4, and 5 to get the third inning started. The very first pitch to Abby Ortiz, who's already hit a home run today, lifted out into left field the opposite way for Ryan Clifford. He backpedals towards the start of the track, makes the catch for out number one. And it's a snappy start for Jose Fleury. Stole one from a broadcast partner, but now Colin Casey will take you through the third and the fourth on the play-by-play.
Yeah, I stole one from you in the last home series.
That's right,
so
that's fair.
It always evens out.
Balances out.
Yosi Gallan will bat, and he swings at the first pitch as well. Pops it into foul territory left side. Cruz gives it a look, and it will land in the seats. Gallan struck out swinging in his first at-bat. And right in between innings, we had our man Jackson Bingham on the PA.
Action Jackson when he's on the PA, Mike.
Of course, yeah. Fastball misses high, but he was talking with one of the kids from one of the local schools, giving them a little baseball quiz, and sure enough, there was a question about what a balk is, and couldn't have asked for better timing with what we've seen in the first couple of games this week. Gallan takes the fastball high. Five balks called on Fayetteville through the first 11 innings of the series. 2-1 on Gallan. 2-0 lead for Down East. 62nd pitch of the outing, and there's that changeup from Jose Fleury. Had him out in front 2-2. The highest graded changeup out of anyone in the Houston Astros minor league system. Graded a 60 in his go-to pitch, and he goes right back to it, and Gallan is well out in front, strike three. Despite the high pitch count for Fleury, he does have five punch-outs now, and he's got the second out of the third. Anthony Gutierrez will look to keep the inning alive. Grounded out in his first AB. He reached three times yesterday, drove in a pair of runs. 18-year-old with a big cut comes up empty. Oh-1, fouled straight back. Gutierrez doesn't turn 19 until November. A Venezuelan swings in, hits one high in the air, right side. Backing up is below. Lorenzo coming over, and he makes the catch. And it is a breezy 1-2-3 third inning for Jose Fleury. Goes right through the heart of the order and will take it to the bottom of the third inning. Fayetteville still trails 2-0 on Education Day here at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Ricardo Below, kick things off in the bottom of the third inning. Down East on top 2-0. And below, stings one. Left center field, long run Gallon, but he's back and makes the catch right on the warning track for a loud out number one. Lowe gave it a good ride. This his first at-bat at Segra Stadium and nearly turned it into a home run. So one pitch, one out for Josh Gessner, and he'll face the nine-hitter Rolando Espinosa. Espinosa hitting 235 on the year. He's driven in three runs. That one goes to the backstop. Eight hits so far, an on-base percentage of 350. For a little while, he was the Carolina League leader in doubles. He's still up there with four, and he rips this one down the left field line. He might add another. It's a fair ball into the corner. Espinosa rounds first, and he is into second with number five, a one-out double. He now joins Sandro Gastone in a tie for second on the team.
Got a pitch on the inside part of the zone, started the hands quickly, and was able to wrap the barrel around it. What we love about Espinosa is that he can turn that inside breaking ball around, but also he can catch up to the fastball, push it out into right center field where some of his doubles have come as well. He's been just a real spark plug at the bottom of the order all year long.
Over 61 games last year across four levels, Rolando Espinosa had a total of four doubles. He's already eclipsed that, and we're not even at the end of April here in Fayetteville. Ryan Clifford takes ball one. Clifford flew out to left his first time up, looking to continue that on-base streak he's had to begin this season. He's reached base in all 14 games he's played in. Takes one low, 2-0. Worked a 3-0 count his first time up, so wasn't far from reaching back in the first inning. Just one run scored over the first 11 innings of this series for the Woodpeckers. And Clifford with a big cut, fouls it right into the screen. Gessner at 34 pitches. I mentioned before that he has seen Fayetteville in the past. Pitched in three games against them last year, two of which here at Segra Stadium. Clifford sharply hit, and it hits the runner Espinosa, and he will be out.
Wow.
So Clifford will be at first base, but a brutal break for Fayetteville. Ends up being out number two. That's the second time on the base paths that Woodpeckers have gotten a bit unlucky. Back in the first inning, Narve Cruz, who's coming to the plate after he doubled, was caught going back to second base on a sharply hit ball from Zach Cole to first. And Espinosa heads back to the dugout with a bit of a limp. That ball caught him flush in the thigh. Gessner pulls the string on Cruz. He's able to fight it off. Been some loud contact in this game, though, against Gessner. The Woodpeckers just haven't been able to do much with it. Cruz takes a close one just outside. Gessner's first appearance last year against Fayetteville on July 7th. Pitched four innings, gave up just one earned on two hits at Segra. Walked three, struck out three. That was just his fourth appearance in single A at that point. That pitch comes inside, nearly hits Narve Cruz, goes to the backstop, and Clifford advances 90 feet. So that goes in the books as a fielder's choice for Clifford. So he does end up reaching base to continue that streak, albeit not the way he drew it up. Two and one on Narve. An on-base percentage now over 400 on the year. Wave and a miss. Coming from Cuba yesterday, Got a chance to talk with Ricky Rivera about the journey he's had through professional baseball before the game. And that really the goal for him was to be able to put his family in a good situation. Came over with basically no money in his pocket. And look at him now. Line drive, sinking quickly, but running in is Gutierrez in center field, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Josh Gessner giving up some hard contact, but he escapes with no damage done. With the three from Segra Stadium, 2-0 down east on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Let's take it down to Action Jackson with our contestants.
Oh yeah, I got him down here on the dugout. We got Jackie and Jeremiah here with Alderman Road Elementary. Make some noise. All right, we got Miss Jackie versus Jeremiah for Are You Smarter? I guess this is gonna be Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader? We're gonna check it out up here on the video board up on the Segratron. At some point. Oh. We got Guess That Smile, I guess. Okay, here we go. Guess That Smile. Whose smile is that? Who we got?
Shrek.
We got Shrek. All right. Next up, Guess That Famous Smile. This dude is swole. We don't know. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. All right. Last one. Who we got? Whose smile is this?
Stitch.
It's too easy. It's Stitch from everyone's favorite Lilo and Stitch. All right, everyone, let's hear it for Miss Jack and Jeremiah.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Fleury. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks, the third baseman, number 8, Clayton Figueroa.
Top of the fourth, and good afternoon now, everyone tuning in. Just after noon on the East Coast, this Wednesday afternoon, Jose Fleury misses low for ball one, the top of the fourth. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. Appreciate you tuning in on this Education Day edition of Woodpeckers Baseball. Later Figueroa, who has reached on a walk so far, now is a 1-1 count. This will be the 69th pitch for the Fayetteville starter, Jose Fleury. Bends a breaking ball in. Have to wonder, this could very well be his final batter, getting towards that 70 pitch mark. That's when you start to see guys being pulled for the Woodpeckers. Hit sharply on the ground to second. Dari Lorenzo's throw nearly pulls Ricardo Below off the bag. But it will be a 4-3 putout. That is the first out of the fourth and the final out of Jose Fleury's outing. Very similar to Andrew Taylor's yesterday. He goes 3 1/3 as well. Ran into some trouble, but ultimately mitigated any damage. And he hands the ball off with a handshake to his manager, Ricky Rivera. Brief conversation before he departs. Dury Carrasco making his way in from the left center field bullpen. And we'll tell you about Dury when we come back. You are on the mound for Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, 2 stumps. Left foot, 2 stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work.
fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 36, Jerry Carrasco.
Hands on your knees, hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Five hops this time.
Top of the fourth, one away, bases empty, and it's the former shortstop, now pitcher, Jerry Carrasco, the right-hander, taking over on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Jerry so far in three games has been fairly impressive at the single-A level as a pitcher. Cam Colley takes the slider down and away from Carrasco, who is pitching in his fourth game. Three and a third innings pitched so far. No earned runs, three hits surrendered, just the one walk, one hit batter, and five strikeouts. 1-1 count on Cam Colley, and I guess it's worth mentioning that he does have a walk this year as well. The way things have shaped up this afternoon. Righty against righty, misses outside. Carrasco from Villa La Mata, Dominican Republic, 23 years of age. Colley sharply on the ground, a sliding play by Jackson Lofton, sidearms to first in time. Jackson Lofton moving to his left. Had to come to a sliding stop deep in the hole. Popped up quickly. Cam Colley can run down that first base line. And Lofton beat him by several steps with a throw. So two away. Daniel Cueva will bat. And he ropes one on the ground through the right side of the infield. A two-out single. Cueva, the nine-hitter yesterday, and he was the most productive guy in the lineup with a pair of RBI doubles, finished with three total runs driven in. Now in the eighth spot today, he's one for two. Andres Mesa. And to continue this two-out rally against Carrasco. Carrasco's been with the Astros organization since 2017. Played in the Dominican Summer League for 2018, making the jump up to Low A, which was Tri-City at the time, after spending most of 2018 in rookie ball. It's Mesa out in front, 1-1. Spent 2019 as well with Tri-City. 30 games there, hit 165 with no homers, no runs driven in. And last year was with the Asheville Tourists for 43 games. It's fouled off. He was tipped actually and caught. Throw down to the runner at first, and Cuevas back with a dive. It's actually 52 games last year, 43 games the year prior, so a total of 95 games with Tourists. Hitting just 213, so he figured give pitching a try, and so far hasn't failed him yet here in single A. Count now 2-2 on Mesa. He's got that sharp slider in the mid-80s. He's heavily favored that pitch in his first three-plus outings. Works from the stretch, runner on the move, goes to the slider, it's low, throw down by Garcia, tag, not in time. Just barely under it was Cueva, and he's in scoring position with the stolen base. Throw was a bit high from Garcia, and that was enough where Lorenzo had to kind of reach up.
Yeah.
That split second was enough for Cueva to get to that base. Full count now on Mesa, the batter. No official at-bat so far. He walked in the second. Payoff pitch fouled right back. Down east, and the win today would get back to 500. Conversely, if Fayetteville loses, they will fall to 500. First time since the second game of the season where they got to 500 after dropping the opener to the Mudcats. Line softly, and it will fall in the left field for a hit. They're going to wave Mesa around. Clifford, no throw. He pump fakes and just lobs it into second base. Bottom of the order, producing again for Down East. A two-out single from Donyer Cueva. He's at second on the stolen base and comes in to score on the RBI single from Andres Mesa. It is 3-0 Wood Ducks.
Doing it a couple of different ways today. The one-out home run in the first, and now you string together a couple of base hits against the bullpen coming on. First runs that Carrasco has allowed so far in a Fayetteville uniform.
Starts Miguel Villarreal with a fastball inside that's fouled off to the right. Villarreal, a strikeout victim before walking in his second plate appearance in the second inning. Runner on the move, hit on the ground up the middle. Often again to his left, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. So, two-out rally does result in a run for Down East. They head into the bottom of the fourth inning on the road, up 3-0 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Segra Stadium.
It's time for a little pop quiz. It's time for the Fayetteville Academy. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Let's go down to Action Jackson with our contestants.
We've got Don Seed Elementary down here making some noise for Miss Sykes. Everyone, let's hear from Miss Sykes, Don Seed Elementary. Let's go. All right, Miss Sykes is going to be playing some Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader out here in front of her fourth graders. We're going to take a look over here to the Sagratron for our first question. Miss Sykes, what continent is also a country? And this is free answer on your own, no multiple choice.
Australia?
There it is. Lock it in, Australia. All right. Question number two. What planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
Mercury, the Mercurator. There we go. Two for two for Miss Sykes. And that's all we've got for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. Everyone, let's hear it for Miss Sykes.
On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Josh Gessner. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Zach Cole leads off the home half of the fourth inning, looking to provide a spark for an otherwise dormant Fayetteville offense to start this series. They trail 3-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Cole lined into a double play his first time up. Takes a strike from Josh Gessner on his fourth inning. Started this game, and he's been as efficient as can be, 41 pitches. Cole lays off ball one. Joseph Montalvo ended up going 6 shutout innings in yesterday's opener, and Gessner trying to equal that. Certainly on pace to do so if he can continue to pitch as strongly as he has. 2-1 on Cole, just off the plate. His speed, last thing that Gessner wants to do is put him aboard with nobody out. Cole's 3 home runs on the team, still the best out of anyone on the roster. But it's been a while, at least for his standards, and he takes ball 4, draws a leadoff walk. First time all game Fayetteville has had the leadoff man on. Bring up John Garcia, flyout victim his first time up. Garcia right behind Cole as far as home run numbers go. He's got a pair. Those two have combined for half of the Woodpeckers' home runs as the throw over to Villarreal pulls him off the bag. Cole back in safely, fairly easily. for Josh Gessner. Goal for him, of course, from the 57th major leaguer hailing from Australia. Popped foul out of play. Been some notable guys in the majors over the last several years. A lot of relief pitchers, in fact. Liam Hendricks, the one that comes to mind. Sure. Peter Moylan.
Oh, yeah.
Grant Balfour as well.
Grant Balfour, Australian, huh?
Yep.
Didn't know that one.
Born in Sydney. Chopped up the third baseline. It is foul. Went to William Clark High School in Kellyville, Australia. Former Rays reliever, part of that team that won the AL pennant in 2008.
Peter Moylan got into a little broadcasting as well,
That's
I think,
right.
after the career with the Atlanta Braves.
With new play-by-play man Brandon Gaudin.
Yeah.
The 0-2 to Garcia. Popped up right side. This is heading towards the tarp, and it will make its way into the seats. Garcia. Awaits the pitch. That one skipped in the dirt. No advance. There's also been one manager in Major League history coming from Australia. That would be Joe Quinn, who managed from 1895 to 1899. To go all the way back to the 19th century. Garcia with a wave and a miss, and Gessner finally picks up his first strikeout of the ball game, and it's the first out of the fourth. Not too many managers coming from down under, and with all due respect to the late Joe Quinn, not a high bar to clear. He was 23-132. A 148 winning percentage. Cole on the move as Jackson Lofton pops it foul out of play.
I'm surprised somebody, you know, from Australia was even able to get over to the States back then. You know how hard that was to travel from Australia to the U.S. across the Pacific Ocean?
Right.
That's difficult. I would have thought it'd be like in the 50s or the 60s. But learn something new every day.
Lofton. Sends it in the air, shallow center field, long run, falling quickly, but Cam Colley makes the catch, throws it back in for out number two. And Quinn managing a couple of teams, including the 1899 Cleveland Spiders. That team went 12-104.
Not might exactly. Be the look out to 2023 Oakland A's. They might be able to level that at this pace.
Sandro Gastone takes one outside. No Cy Young pitch for the Cleveland Spiders. I believe this was before his time. Might have still been with the Boston Red Sox or Red Stockings at the time. Actually, they weren't founded for 2 years later, so Cole back with a dive. All those old teams kind of just mixed together when you go that far back to the dead ball era.
It's the type of education you need on Education
yes.
Day, not math problems. Cleveland Spiders history.
Gastone takes ball two. So he actually left the year before in 1898. And that was when he had that brief stint between Cleveland and Boston with the St. Louis Perfectos. Go on to become the St. Louis Cardinals. A lot of storied franchises that one of the greatest pitchers ever, the winningest pitcher in MLB history, pitched for 511 career wins. A 3-0 count on Gastone as we fast forward back to modern times. Cole with a pretty big lead off of first. And Gastone is the green light. Can't make contact. 3-1. No runs on a pair of hits. Both doubles for Fayetteville. One from Narbe Cruz in the first. the other Rolando Espinosa last inning. 3-1. Gastone on the ground. Collie deep on the outfield grass. Throws across his body, and the inning is over. So a leadoff walk from Zach Cole, but he is stranded at first. We have played four full on this afternoon edition of Woodpeckers Baseball. Downey's 3, Fayetteville nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Get on your feet and make some noise for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss.
Get a little bit down on the low key. She know how it feels.
Hey, hey. Look up, look up above. In the press box.
Decided to cheat.
Who wants a t-shirt?
She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Who wants you out?
Some noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's all in my head now. Got me thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready to leave.
Well, let's go.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jerry Carrasco.
That just ain't me.
Hey,
I know. I take that chance. She swears it's gonna leave. But what I
leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Wood Ducks, the catcher, number 27, Tucker Mitchell.
Tucker Mitchell leading off the top of the fifth inning for Down East, who leads it 3-0 here at Segra Stadium, downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Colin Casey on the broadcast alongside Andrew Chapman. He'll take you through the play-by-play in the fifth.
All right, thank you, Colin. The first pitch called a strike to Tucker Mitchell in the outside corner. He has walked and struck out today. And right back to the heat down the middle, nothing and two. Jose Fleury only gave up one hit, but it was a two-run home run to Abby Ortiz in the first. He went 3 1/3, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. Carrasco been pitching since the fourth. Gets to start a clean inning now. He works a slider down and away, and it's 1-2. Abby Ortiz will follow. He's on deck, and then Yosi Gallan pitches a changeup down and outside. It was off the mark. 2-2. Woodpeckers have still just scored one run as a lineup this week at home. And it came yesterday in the ninth inning. Pitch down and in. Alimber Santa at this stage has started to warm up in that left field bullpen. Jerry Carrasco, the payoff pitch. It's inside. No, called strike. A late strike three called by Michael Corbett. Tucker Mitchell looked like he was ready to head back, head up the first base line, should say, and now he's heading back to the dugout. And he had a lot of choice words on his way back to the steps. So now it's Abby Ortiz. He wasn't yelling directly at Michael Corbett, but kind of barking on his way back. Abby Ortiz has to scoot out of the way of a getaway pitch on the inside. Ortiz with a two-run home run. Hooked inside of the right field foul pole in the first. And now he shoots a sharp grounder out to first. It's knocked down by Ballo. Picks up, flips low to first, but Carrasco digs it out on his way over to cover and gets the out. The ball was really hard hit. Ballo had it roll up of his arm, but quickly got it into his bare hand and flipped to Carrasco, fielding his position well on the full sprint. He's a former middle infielder, Dari Carrasco, when he was a position player before he converted over to the mound this year. So he's got a realization of how the infield works. Has that advanced sense on the mound. And now Yosi Gallan, the powerful right-handed batter and cleanup man, 0 for 2, pair of strikeouts, takes low for ball one. The line kick, 1-0. down and inside with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Two balls and no strikes on Gallon, a 20-home-run man a season ago in the Carolina League. At the belt, Carrasco's 2-0 pitch is high and outside. 3-0 on Gallon. Second baseman Lorenzo shaded towards the middle. 3-0 comes in. Gallon has the green light. He swings and lofts a fly to medium right. Espinoza coming forward to his left towards the line. Makes a jogging grab. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Durie Carrasco. So we're through half of our action this afternoon. 2-0 down east. Make it 3-0 down east. They lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
To let us know where you're sitting.
Put your toys away. Well, all I gotta say, when you tell me not to play, I say no way. No way, no, 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 no way. I'm a kid, you say. When you say I'm a kid, I say, say it again. And then I say, thanks. Thank you very much. So if you're thinking that you'd like to be like me,
on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Josh Gessner. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 16, Durie Lorenzo.
Ex-delincuente, ahora yo soy un empresario, el cerebro más grande, manín, que pudo parir.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and the Woodpeckers trail 3-0 to down east. Durie Lorenzo leads it off. Josh Gessner trying to become eligible for a winning decision. And his first pitch, a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Lorenzo with a ground out to second today, 0-for-1 stepping in as he swings and foul tips it. Quickly 0-2. Ricardo Ballo and then Rolando Espinoza, bottom three to face Gessner. Josh has given up a pair of doubles today, that's all. He's walked two, struck out just one using the defense behind him. Wine kick, 0-2. Lorenzo swings and pops this up. Out to shallow right for the retreating Cam Colley. Second baseman out, waving his arms in the shallow grass, makes the catch. One gone.
This Wood Ducks pitching staff, something else. We saw it going into the series, the success they've had despite the offense taking a little bit of time to catch up. Well, now that the offense is starting to provide even a little bit of run support, not even monster numbers that they're putting up, it's all this pitching staff's really been waiting for. They held up their own end of the bargain to start the year, and now it's really starting to come together as a whole.
First pitch, the left-handed hitter, Ricardo Ballo. The fastball is down and outside. 1-0. Ballo struck the ball well in the third. He hit a fly ball to left and made it to the warning track before Ortiz shagged it down. Takes a swing and fouls off the gear of Mitchell. It is 1-1. Ricardo Ballo, one of the recent additions to the roster after they had the promotions of Justin Williams and Kobe Cato, Fayetteville needed to fill it in with a couple of new guys, added Luis Encarnacion and Ballo. It was a baseball that got loose from the right field bar area onto the warning track, so a quick stoppage while they get it retrieved. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's yanked foul off the facing of the first base dugout, 1-2. I'd be lying if I said Fayetteville didn't miss the production of Kobe Cato and Justin Williams. Those were guys that were getting on consistently. Williams was the triples leader in the league over the first week of the year. Kobe Kato had an over an 800 OBP. Quick promotions for those guys to High A Asheville, and it did take a couple of big contributors away from the offense, and it hasn't quite looked right since those promotions going back to last week in Columbia, at least based on what we saw against Fredericksburg on opening week, and that was a high bar to set with all the runs that they scored. 1-2, this is a line drive pulled to right field, and it's down for a base hit all the way to the start of the warning track, and it's booted by Abby Ortiz. Ballo gets to second. He'll stop there, and he'll have a double, but Abby Ortiz, a tough series so far for him in right field. He had the air yesterday, a miscommunication today in the first inning, and now he boots that ball in right. I think it probably would have been a double regardless, but he at least would have been able to get a throw off. Instead, Ballo into scoring position, and Rolando Espinoza coming to the plate.
They're going to hit him with an error, they will rule it a single. It would have been a close play, though, Chappie. Not sure if he would have gotten there regardless, but I know that Ballo was looking towards right field and didn't really start to accelerate until that ball got away from Ortiz.
Now Rolando Espinoza, the new hitter, and a knee-high fastball is in there, 0-1. Espinoza yanked a line drive into the left field corner in the third against Gessner. That went for a double. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And he swings and hits a liner out to left, sprinting on it, Gallan, and he lunges and makes a great catch. Striding towards the line, Yosi Gallan lays out, takes away extra bases for a second time from Espinoza, and holds Ballo at second, saved a run in the process. What a play by Yosi Gallan.
He saved a run and also sacrificed what could have been extra base, especially with a guy like Espinoza that can run. That ball gets far enough away, and Espinoza's looking at least two, maybe even three bases.
Yeah.
But instead, an outstanding grab out in left field. And I wonder if this might be the end of the line, though, for Gessner at 67 pitches.
I'm not 100% certain whether this is Carlos Maldonado or Julio Valdez, manager pitching coach for Down East. They're wearing a pullover right now, disguising the number. So it'll just be a meeting on the mound to chat with Gessner. And Ryan Clifford is the man coming up with two outs. Well, we were talking pitching being a big part of this series before with Down East. We flash back to this day in Woodpeckers history, April 26, 2019. Christian Javier goes 4 1/3 scoreless innings with 8 strikeouts against the Down East Wood Ducks and their prospect Reed Anderson. Clifford now takes on the inside. 8th inning fielding error by Corey Jolks, now a big leader in left, allowed the Wood Ducks to score the only run of the game in a 1-0 loss at Granger Stadium. 1-1, no strikes on Clifford. Here's the pitch. And he swings and pops it straight back over the net, out of play. It's 1-1. Clifford smoked the ball on the ground towards short back in the third, and he hit the runner, who was Rolando Espinoza at the time. You rarely see that. Espinoza tried to jump over top of the baseball, but it got him in the lower leg. So it took a would-be hit away from Clifford. And he's 0-2, 1-1 pitch. Outside. Woodpeckers don't have a batter with an RBI yet in this series. Ryan Clifford trying to make it happen. 2-1. And he swings and hits a deep line drive out into right. Ortiz giving up a line shot out of here. Ryan Clifford drills his second home run of the year. A lightning bolt into Healy's bar. And this is now a one-run game, 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth.
It's one of the hardest hit balls I think we've seen all year in this ballpark. I mean, just a frozen rope out to right field. Saw the mound visit before. I think it had to do with the fact that Gessner had given up loud contact to both Ballo and Espinoza, back-to-back batters. Really, that conversation wasn't exactly a fruitful one because Clifford turns one around in a hurry and changes the complexion of the ball game with just one swing.
Well, he's gone deep to right field for both of his home runs this season at Segra Stadium. First one was on the roof of Healy's Bar. That one was under the roof, but probably hit just as hard. A line shot, and Abby Ortiz didn't move much. Here's a chopper out to third. It will get foul. And finally, as well, these kids, 4,000 plus, it's something to really cheer for. We get to see a Ryan Clifford home run.
I think there might be a few kids in the Houston area that might be seeing a couple of those in the near future.
Josh Gessner winds, kicks, and pitches. A swing and a foul back over the net. I don't know when education days became a universal thing around minor league baseball. I don't know about you, Kyle. I don't remember going to a baseball game for a field trip. It was always like a museum or something less appealing. Here's the 1-2. A swing and a pop-up back and out of play. Went to a cereal factory, which was pretty cool as an elementary school student, like a General Mills factory that was in the area. That was pretty cool. But never got to go to a baseball game with my classmates.
Went to the Boston Science Museum, I think, once. Went to Plymouth Rock.
Okay. One ball, two strike pitch to Narbe Cruz. A swing and a pop-up. Out of play, it goes to the right side. And I had a minor league baseball team in my hometown, the Stockton Ports, but I don't remember going to any games as an elementary schooler. Went to a lot of games outside of school, but one ball, two strike again to Cruz. Continues to battle against Gessner, and he pulls a ground ball out to third. It's two-handed by Figueroa, a sweeping throw over to first, and they got him. But Ryan Clifford gets the Woodpeckers on the board, his second home run of the year. Two-run shot to right, and we have a one-run game through five. 3-2 down east in front. We go top six on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Coolest seats in the house. You want a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. So cool. Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 39, Ulimber Santa. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the center fielder, number 13, Anthony Gutierrez.
Two game as we play the top of the sixth inning. Ulimber Santa has taken over on the hill for the Peckers, and his first pitch of the day is grounded towards third by Anthony Gutierrez. One-handed by Cruz, high throw to first, yanked in by Ballo. One pitch, one out for Ulimber Santa. Ryan Clifford gets the Woodpeckers on the board for the first time. Two-run home run, his second of the year. Abby Ortiz has also hit a two-run home run today for Down East. Now to hit later, Figueroa. A walk and a ground out to second today for the lefty and the sixth hitter. First pitch from Santa is low and away. Alimbra comes in 0-1 record, 5.73 ERA. His second relief appearance, fourth total game on the season. The 1-0. There's a curve that falls in for strike one. 11 innings of work. He's given up 7 earned runs, 1 home run. 6 walks to 15 strikeouts. Peers over that black-colored glove, winds, fires, puts a breaking ball in the dirt, check swing, they appeal, he didn't go. Santa had a really nice debut here at home, 4 innings of one-run ball. Was hit around a little bit in Columbia last week on April 20th. Swinging a foul tip that gets a piece of Garcia and the umpire. So 2-2. Santa gave up 4 earned runs over 4 innings, 6 hits as well, only tallied up 2 strikeouts, lowest total on the year against a Fireflies team that has a lot of speed and is very contact-oriented. Breaking ball just a little outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. Cam Colley, the right-handed batter on deck. And here comes the 3-2. Fouled into the screen. Santa can bring the heat. Stadium Gun had him at 96 on that fastball. I think it's about a mile and a half strong here at Segra Stadium based on some of the scouts I've talked to. So Santa probably sitting about 94 right now. Swinging a pop-up left side out of play. And Figueroa continues to battle. Woodpeckers trying to even up this series. After an 8-1 loss yesterday, Clifford Swing giving him a chance to do so. Here's the pitch. And a nice breaking ball. Gets Figueroa swinging and missing. Strike three. Second out of the sixth. I don't know if that pitch was necessarily right where Santa wanted it. It was a little bit high, but it was a pitch that was still at the top of the zone and can easily get a swing underneath or can draw a pop-up if you do make contact. Now Cam Colley hits with the bases empty, 2 outs. And the first pitch from Alimber is a high changeup.
That curveball's just got so much vertical movement. It's not quite a 12-6 curve, but it's pretty darn close with how far it drops from shoulder height down to the knees.
A challenge fastball up high, and Colley dumps it backwards. Nothing, 1-1 that is. Colley's put the ball in play twice today. Ground outs to short in the second and the fourth. He's 0-2. Cloudy skies above our head. Turned into a pretty still afternoon, though. Those flags are not moving out in left center. Pitch to Colley. And it's a breaking ball that misses just outside. 2-1. Middle infield press back, corners just about straight up as well, and Santa will step off.
Not before he gets hit with the pitch clock violation.
Oh yeah, he did get hit with the pitch timer. Now the wind in the 3-1. Colley takes outside. It's ball four. And the 2-out walk will extend this top six. Bring up Daniel Cueva. 1 other game going in the Carolina League this afternoon. We mentioned the Mudcats and the Kannapolis Cannonballers playing an Education Day game out at Zebulon, and that game's tied 2-2 in the top of the seventh. So a couple of close games to start out the Carolina League slate today. Runner on the move to second. Pitch comes in, and Cueva sprays it foul off to the left.
These two teams right now top of their respective divisions as well. Mudcats have been as hot as anybody lately. So has Kannapolis, but we've seen the Mudcats cool off a number of teams so far this year, and they got the series opening win yesterday, trying to make it back-to-back.
A belt tie set for Santa. Runner not going at first this time, and a curveball is in there for strike two to Cueva. He dropped down to a knee and tried to turn away from that one to draw a call, but didn't get it. So 0-2 and Santa trying to put up a scoreless sixth. Get this 3-2 game to the home half. And with the runner on the move to second, curveball comes in. It's called strike three. That'll end the inning. So no stolen base for Colley. Oliver Santa uses the breaking ball to pick up a couple of strikeouts in that sixth. Strand a runner in our 3-2 game. With the Down East Wood Ducks leading, goes bottom six when we come back to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Gritty. It's time for the Gritty Cam.
Stop bloody reeling with Pally. I don't want it's just at me. I just want money that's calm. Teenage never worry about acne. Like, I ain't never been with a baddie. She calm, so I add it to the tally. Madison button calling her Maddie. Like Mads try send me the addy. What's the right that I left at the alley? Like Jay don't look too shabby. Georgie thing come from the valley. Like, I just wanna play with her. Yeah, miss, I really wanna play with that pussy, baby. She give me the wet. I made that. I tell her feelings go fest. She wanna tell me she love me. I tell her I'm cool, so I tell her to. My little do the duck. She don't wanna hate me. She love me. Like Dre too forward, Dre too bait, Dre too nuff, like Dre too nuff. Keep on assuming, I don't correct, I call your bluff, like, I call your bluff. Y'all think they're nice, nah, you ain't buff, like, you ain't buff. You looking rough, like, you're looking rough, so just give me the stuff, like give me the stuff. She moving forward, she ain't important, give me the love, like give me the love. Like that one clotting is something you got for me, baby, what's up, like, baby, what's up? I wanna... Baby, let me come and just get off. She don't know what I'm about. Let me give you a...
Fans, this Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 45, Leandro Lopez.
She ain't feeling no stress. No. I'm like, come here, baby. Sit on my lap, run your hand through my dreads. I been on smoke, Tim Timini. Bad bitch, you know, feeling me. Tick Felix, come like frenemy. Like Oliver Twist, she begging for more. Like she's just pour the Hennessy. Yeah. Get set, play ready, we steady beat.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number six, Zach Cole.
Down East turns to a new right-hander to begin the bottom of the sixth. It's Leandro Lopez, and his first pitch to Zach Cole. Misses down low, 94-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-0, 3-2 Down East. And Cole swings and flies it to straight-up center. Gutierrez measuring forward to his right, and he's got it for round number one. He'll bring up John Garcia, the catcher, who's flied to right and struck out, officially 0-for-2. The two-run home runs today have propelled both of these offenses. Ryan Clifford made it 3-2, the two-run home run to right in the fifth. And it was Abby Ortiz with a first-inning two-run home run off of Jose Flory that got the scoring started. John Garcia now into the right side, and the first pitch breaker is low, ball one. Leandro Lopez, a 1-1 record and 2.84 ERA. Centers a fastball up for strike one, 1-1. 6 1/3 innings of work. He's given up 2 earned runs, 5 walks, and almost averaging a 2 strikeouts per inning. 11 Ks coming into today. Trying to carry the lead for Josh Gessner, who gives up 4 Fayetteville hits and 2 earned runs. Eligible for the winning decision today if Down East can hold on. Use the defense behind him. Only struck out one and walked two. Pitch to Garcia. Outside, it's ball four. That'll bring up Jackson Lofton.
Yeah, I've really liked what I've seen from Fayetteville at the plate throughout this entire game. You think about it, Garcia's the lone strikeout from anyone in this entire order. They've been putting balls in play. They've been seeing a lot of pitches. And up until the fifth inning, they just hadn't really had any results. But big swing by Clifford, and now you're seeing a team with a lot of confidence at the plate.
Lofton spoils the first one off, 94-mile-per-hour fastball, 0-1. Jackson Lofton trying to get involved in this series on the offensive end. So far, he's a collective 0-for-3. Went 0-for-2 yesterday, hit by a pitch. And a fastball is up and outside. Has reached once today on a walk, and he was able to steal a base when he got on. Changeup comes in, misses down and inside. 2-1 on Lofton. Middle infield's at double play depth. Cueva and Collie ready to roll something if it's on the ground. Leandro Lopez in behind Josh Gessner. Peers over that left shoulder, pitches, and Lofton pops it up. First base side towards the stairwell of the dugout, and that will clear the net. Onto the concourse it goes. Looks like one school has already been called back in the classroom. Section 124 has vacated, but everybody else still in their seats. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Garcia breaking for second. Throwdown's a one-hopper. It's knocked down by Collie, but he can't glove it cleanly, and Garcia swipes second.
Chappie, I wonder if the hit and run might have been on there with 2-2 count, one out in the inning, but Lofton knew that pitch wasn't going to be close to a strike, so he decided to take his chances with Garcia going down. Sure enough, John able to leg out a stolen base.
Here's the payoff pitch. Lofton strikes out swinging. A nice looking curve from Lopez. That was down and inside on Lofton's swing, kind of tied him up. So the second strikeout today by the lineup. John Garcia and Lofton have both K'd, but everybody else has been putting the ball in play. Sandro Gastone, a pair of ground outs for him, 0-2. Tying run on second of this 3-2 game. And the first pitch to Sandro is an off speed right down the middle. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Three runs on three hits and one error for Down East. A look to second where Garcia leads. Here's the pitch. Gastone takes another one right down the middle. I think he's looking for the fastball perhaps.
Yeah, he was certainly not ready to swing on either of those. And not too often you see a guy in relief go right to his curveball as much as Lopez has.
Lopez trying for a scoreless inning out of the pen. He's at the belt. A long look to second. His pitch. Third straight breaking ball right down the middle, and Gastone didn't want any of them. Shaking his head as he walks back to the dugout. And that'll do it for the sixth. Fayetteville puts a runner on second, can't bring him around. It's 3-2 Woodies as we go to the final third of our game. The top seven is next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game, Larry Bass. Cool as a fan. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ulimber Santa. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers.
We have reached the top of the seventh. 3-2, Fayetteville trying to work their way from behind. They're within a run thanks to a Ryan Clifford home run. And Ulimber Santa back on the hill for the seventh and back on the play-by-play. Let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Chappie. Santa misses down and in for ball one on Mesa, who's reached base twice this afternoon. A walk in the second inning. A big RBI single in the fourth that is, as of right now, the difference maker. Santa goes down low with the fastball, 2-0. Coming into today, Mesa just 177, the batting average on the year, 3 for 17 over five games. Having a bit of a breakout this afternoon, and he ropes one down the left field line, foul. Dankel out hitting down east, 4-3. Stray baseball getting flagged down by the ball boy. Jose Fleury going 3 1/3 innings. Just one hit allowed, but it was a two-run home run from Abby Ortiz all the way back in the first. Slider gets away from Fleury, and it's 3-1. Second of six games this week. Second of 24 games total on the year between these two clubs. Very close fastball called ball four. So leadoff walk for Mesa. Second time he's walked and the third time he's reached base. Turns the lineup card over for the fourth time. And Miguel Villarreal will bat. He is 0 for 2. Santa, a nod in the pitch. Chopped, and it's a swinging bunt. Garcia picks it up, has to hurry the throw, and it is in time on the first at the stretch from below. Didn't think he had any chance of getting any outs. He looked at second at first and quickly made the decision to throw up the line to first base to retire Villarreal. Mesa, in the meantime, up to second base, but a big out number one.
How often you see those little swinging bunts turn into base hits? Tough play for a catcher or a pitcher to make, but catcher's got to be the one that takes charge most of the time, and Garcia did.
Tucker Mitchell takes a fastball up and in for ball one. He is 0 for 2 with a run scored on a walk back in the first inning. Poor Ortiz jumped the yard, but he's since gone down on strikes twice. Santa, this is down and away. We talked earlier about Mitchell being from IMG Academy. He's also the alma mater of former number one overall pick and former Houston Astros draft pick Brady Aiken back in 2015, but he never did sign with Houston. There were concerns about his elbow at the time. They found inflammation in his physical as it's fouled straight back, which resulted in the Astros ultimately passing on the chance to sign him. Aiken would be drafted by Cleveland the following year in the middle of the first round. The Astros would get a compensatory pick the following draft and would pick second overall, and they took a guy that might have heard of him, goes by the name of Alex Bregman. Yeah. So I'd say it worked out for Houston. It's fly down the right field line, foul. Fortunately for Aiken, he just never was able to get healthy after a very promising high school career. Currently a free agent, age 26. Last pitched in 2019 for the Lake County Captains. Two balls, two strikes to Mitchell, and he takes a breaking ball upstairs. Ian Moeller getting the day off after he hit second yesterday and was behind the plate. Hit on the ground, left side, diving stop by Cruz. Looks the runner back, throws to first for the second out. Seen some great defense in this game from the left side of the Fayetteville infield. Couple of nice plays for Jackson Lofton at short. And now it's Narbe Cruz getting involved.
Yeah, Narbe's filled in really well over at third base while the Woodpeckers are waiting for the return of Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker not on the IL, but he took a cleat to the face in Columbia and hasn't played the last couple of days. And Cruz has been busy over there at third in this series. A lot of hard ground balls have been hit his way, and he's been consistent in making the plays.
Runner gets a late jump, the throw down, and Cruz places a tag in time. And Mesa is a dead duck at third, no pun intended. that'll end the inning. And Abby Ortiz walks back to the dugout without an opportunity to swing the bat to try to add to the Wood Ducks 3-2 lead as we go to the seventh inning stretch here on Education Day at Segra Stadium.
And help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. Cracker Jack. So it's Root Peckers. Sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Peckers. Atta boy.
We don't talk about you.
Umbrella
pouring in a hurricane.
What a joyous day, but anyway.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Leonardo Lopez. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 16, Dari Lorenzo.
Switch hitting Dari Lorenzo leads off the home half of the seventh. Fayetteville trailing 3-2 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Lorenzo takes strike one from Leandro Lopez on for the second inning of his outing after Josh Gessner went five innings and is still in line for the victory. But Lorenzo laces one into left center field. That will fall for a base hit. He's on as the tying run to begin the seventh. Just the second time Fayetteville's had the leadoff man on tonight, this afternoon, I should say. Ricardo Below, who's one for two bats. All three guys in the bottom third of the order have reached base with a hit. Mondo Espinosa with a double back in the third inning. So here's Below. Big swing, and he sends it foul off to the left. That one's heading for the train that's passing by. Lorenzo dives back. Lopez checking on the runner. Dari Lorenzo has now reached base in 10 consecutive ball games. As Below ducks out of the way of a breaking ball inside. That's tied for Zach Cole for the third longest streak of the season and is the third longest active streak. Cole's no longer active. Chopped foul up the line. Tyler Whitaker has reached base in an even dozen so far to start his season. And now with Ryan Clifford, the home run has reached base in 15 consecutive games to begin his 2023 campaign. What a year it's been for Cliff. The 1-2. Late swing, and it's fouled through the netting and into the dugout. Below flew out to deep left field in his first at-bat at Segra Stadium before the single his last time up, and here he's way out in front of a breaking pitch. Got a piece of it, but it doesn't matter. It's strike three. Third strikeout for Lopez as he gets the first out of the inning. Rolando Espinosa took the ball well in both of his at-bats. Had a double his first time, and second one was struck well down the left field line, but Yosi Galan made a spectacular diving catch in the corner. Outside ball one. decent lead for Lorenzo off first base. And Espinosa spoils one foul. Lorenzo, not steal any bases in 2022, so not a big threat to run. Although we did see John Garcia in motion last time in the sixth inning. Espinosa comes up empty again. 95 miles an hour on the fastball from Leandro Lopez. That's the thing about this down east bullpen. They've got some guys that can really bring the heat. Lopez comes set. The 1-2. Fouled off. Espinosa staying alive. Houston Astros will play later on today. Tropicana Field down in Tampa Bay. They're able to hand the Rays their first home loss of the season. Yesterday, a shutout win. Luis Garcia dominant in the start. Espinosa, rather, takes ball two outside. Hunter Brown will look to continue the momentum for the Astros, who are now at 13-11 on the year after a tough start for the defending champs. Slowly but surely working their way towards the top of the AL West. 2-2. Breaking ball. That one catches the corner for strike three. So back-to-back punch-outs after the leadoff single for Leandro Lopez. One big out remains as Ryan Clifford steps back to the dish with a runner on first and two down. Had a line drive home run in his last AB in the fifth inning. Brought Fayetteville within one. They have not gotten any closer since. Fastball outside corner. Neil one. Lorenzo's on the move. Pitch misses outside. The throw down the tag, and the ball comes loose. So Dari Lorenzo will have his first steal in almost 2 years. A little bit lucky there. He was
Late getting in, but yeah. The ball got jarred loose.
Still counts. And he's in scoring position with two down and Clifford at the plate. One ball, one strike. Lopez deals. Breaking ball dips below the knees. Clifford also scoring, obviously, on that home run, and now has 14 runs scored in his 15th game. Clifford, ground ball, left side, it's through for a base hit. Stop sign held up by Ricky Rivera. Throw comes in, it's a bit wild, but well backed up by the catcher, Tucker Mitchell. Slides to a stop in front of the backstop, make sure that ball doesn't take a crazy bounce. Still, second hit of the game for Clifford. And there's runners at the corners. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first. Two outs in the seventh. And Narbe Cruz batting. Cruz 1-for-3. Had a double fall in the gap in right center in the first. He is also lined out and grounded out. And a pitch clock violation. So a free one for Cruz. He's ahead 1-0. Every pitch crucial in these high leverage situations. Cruz gets a breaking ball outside 2-0.
Well, during that pitch clock violation, a breaking ball came across the plate. So you wonder sometimes as a hitter, you say, okay, gave away what he's throwing. Would he do it again? And Lopez did in that case.
2-0, back to the breaking ball, and Lopez might feel like he's getting a little squeezed here. 3-0, and the last guy you want to see with the bases loaded on deck is Zach Cole, specifically in the seventh inning. Cruz taking all the way, does get a strike here. As of now, though, Fayetteville will just take one run to tie things up. And there is ball four. So Clifford moves up to second base. Arbe Cruz down to first. And we'll get a mound visit. Bases loaded, two down. The dangerous Zach Cole step into the plate. Those who haven't really been keeping up with the season so far, the last homestand against the Fredericksburg Nationals, Saturday afternoon game. Woodpeckers were trailing by a run. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Zach Cole stepped into a fastball, sent it out of Segra Stadium out to right field. Ended up giving Fayetteville an 8-5 lead. They go on to win that ball game. Can he do it again here on this Wednesday afternoon?
Well, it feels like Cole's due for a big swing. You know, we saw him hit a two-run home run in Columbia last week to right center, which is a deeper part of the park than it is here. No doubt he has that power, that lefty-righty matchup. Cole's looking for something in the middle.
Quick delivery, and that's a balk.
That was very quick,
So that makes his job easier. Tying run comes in, Lorenzo across the plate, and it is 3-3. That was
a clear no set.
We promise we're not biased here. That was about as quick of a pitch as we've seen. So now second and third, the go-ahead run is at third base, and still no count on Cole. He gets a breaking ball and slices it foul. Wonder if that pitch clock violation from Lopez on his first pitch of the Cruz plate appearance might have gotten into his psyche a little bit and then just simply rushed it. He's battling back now against Cole. Gets a swing and a miss. Clifford at third, Cruz at second. And Cole takes a fastball, a hair inside. Some action, some stretching in the Down East bullpen. I don't think there's anyone throwing just yet. That could change in a matter of seconds. Cole awaits the 1-2. Lined into right center field. That's a base hit. Clifford scores. Cruz coming around from second. He's in a two-run single from Zach Cole, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have their first lead of the series. They're on top, 5-3.
Cole got a great pitch to hit, a breaking ball that was left in the middle of the zone. And in a two-out spot, you can't overcomplicate things too much. You don't have to say, look, I got to hit a home run out of here, bring everybody around. I just got to flick something to the outfield, get a hittable pitch. He did, and he did his job.
Now John Garcia bats, smashes one on the ground to third. Throw comes a short way to Cauley at second to get Cole and end the inning. But the damage has been done by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. A balk and a two-run single from Zach Cole puts the Peckers on top 5-3 as we head to the eighth inning from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time to show us your best moves. We want to see you moving and grooving on the ERA Dance Cam.
Jockin' on them, hate them, man. When I do that, soldier boy, I lean to the left, then crack that thing now. I'm jockin' on you, jockin' on you. And if we get the fight, then I'm countin' on you. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crack it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby, mate. Soldier boy, I'm in it. Oh, why me crack it? Why me roll?
Superman at all.
Now why me?
Crank that soul.
Now why me?
You.
Crank that soul.
Now why me?
You.
Crank that soul.
Now why me?
You.
Crank that soul.
Now what?
Soldier boy, I've been in all.
Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soul?
The boy that's Superman at all.
Now why me?
Crank that soul.
Now why me?
You.
Crank that soul.
Now why me?
You.
Crank that soul.
Now why me?
You.
Crank that soul.
Now what?
I'm bouncing on my toes.
Why me super soul?
Yeah.
Crank it up for sure.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ulimber Santa. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Wood Ducks.
Abby Ortiz steps in, his team in unfamiliar territory in this series. The Wood Ducks now trail the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5-3 at the top of the eighth inning. Ulimber Santa now pitching with a lead. Heading into last inning, down a run. And six outs away from evening the series at one. Ortiz takes one in the dirt, 1-1. Wipes out both decisions for both starting pitchers, so no decisions now for Jose Fleury, as well as Gessner. 1-1. Breaking ball spiked in. Santa in line for the win. On the other side, it is Andrew Lopez, who had a pretty painless sixth inning, surrenders three runs in the seventh, and is now on the hook. And Lieber will step off, and they're going to get him for a pitch clock violation before he does. Second time that's happened where he stepped off, but it was too late. Now the 3-1. Inside, ball four. And Ortiz coaxes a leadoff walk. So Yosi Gallan, dangerous power hitter in the middle of this down east order, can tie the game once again with one swing of the bat, although he's 0 for 3 today. Pair of strikeouts for Yosi and a fly out to right field. First pitch from Santa, just outside. Lieber's still at just 34 pitches, so he's in good shape to go the rest of regulation. Fastball, called a strike. And Chappie, how much does that extra two-thirds of an inning that Dury Carrasco went loom? He's able to be that bridge between Fleury, who went 3 1/3, and allowing Santa to just have to go four innings rather than five.
Yeah, it's back-to-back games of this series where the Woodpeckers have gotten really valuable middle relief. Brian Perez got out of a tough spot yesterday in the fourth behind Andrew Taylor to help keep it a one-run game, and then Carrasco helping get to Santa.
Breaking ball gets away from Garcia. Bear hands it off the ricochet, the throw, and the tag does not apply, as Lorenzo couldn't hang on to it. Would have been a very close play, but Ortiz is safe, and Lorenzo might have gotten spiked a bit there. But he's up quickly as Ortiz checked on him to make sure he's all right. But what a recovery by John Garcia behind the plate. The ball got through him, and he barehanded it right off the ricochet. Uncorked the throw down to Lorenzo at second. The runner in scoring position, still nobody out, in a 3-1 count on Gallan. Fastball in tight, and he draws ball four. So maybe the long wait for Ulimber Santa might have messed with his command a bit. Tying run at first. Go-ahead run now at the plate. Still nobody out. Anthony Gutierrez will bat. Infield shading towards double play depth. They'll gladly get a couple outs here and try to minimize the damage. But Santa has been all over the place in this eighth inning. Misses high. 38 pitches now for Santa. 39, actually. Just 17 have been for strikes. There's a high pop-up. This one will barely leave the infield, and it's caught by Lorenzo for the first out. Very last second, field umpire signaling the infield fly rule in effect. And since it's education day, you see it every once in a while, but explain the infield fly rule. Anytime there's a runner at first and second or the bases are loaded, less than two outs, batter is automatically ruled out in order to prevent the defense from intentionally letting the ball fall to turn a double or even a triple play. So despite it seeming like a play that benefits the home team with the batter being out, or the team in the field, the batter being called out, it's actually the opposite. Later, Figueroa lines one just over the Downey's dugout.
All right, now I want you to explain FIP and WAR to all the kids tuning in.
Yeah, I'm going to need a couple more years of college to do that one.
Yeah, division and subtraction. You got advanced baseball sabermetrics.
Figueroa, the 2-1. That one fouled straight back. And one more thing about the infield fly rule. Sometimes the ball doesn't have to be on the infield for it to be called. If you ask any Braves fan, they know the answer to that. That infamous playoff game against the St. Louis Cardinals. 2-2, missed in the dirt. Back at old Turner Field. Abby Ortiz at second, Yosi Gallan at first, one out. Here comes the payoff. Breaking ball gets away, it's ball four anyways. Garcia picks it up. I guess it's not ball four. I think it's now a full count. My mistake. So second and third. Payoff pitch coming. Figueroa now takes ball four. And the third walk of the inning for Alimber Santa. He now has walked five in the outing, the most this season by Santa. He's going to have to try to find the plate a bit here with bases loaded, one down, Cam Colley at the plate in a two-run ball game.
Yeah, you go back to Fleury's outing and Carrasco and now Santa. Again, this pitching staff's combined to only give up three hits today. They haven't been leaving pitches fat in the zone. It's just been the nine walks now that are helping keep Down East in this thing. You got to challenge these guys. Go right at them right now. Force them to try and find the outfield grass.
He does, and it's flared into center field. That'll be a base hit. Coming across the score from third is Ortiz. The throw all the way in, but Gallan held up at third. The Ducks tend to play station to station, and they're back within a run. RBI single, Cam Colley. It's 5-4. Bases still loaded, still only one out.
Yeah, we'll see. Cam Colley said, challenge accepted, sir. He just gets a fastball down the middle. Santa trying to focus in, throw some strikes. And it wasn't the hardest contact, but just a soft liner there to get the runner in and give your next guy in order a chance to tie it.
And it's Donyer Cueva, been one of the best guys in the lineup in this series for Down East. Singled and scored in the fourth inning. Came in between strikeout swinging and strikeout looking in the second and sixth, respectively. Ball two. Fairfield would love to turn two and get out of this inning with the lead still intact. Force at any base. Santa's pitch fouled off to the left. Crowd slowly but surely thinning as kids head on back to school.
Yeah, these education days are weird. You get crazy energy for about seven innings, and then it's time to go back to science class. And a close game like this where you can use the energy on the home side, it gets a little quiet.
Breaking ball inside, and Santa in danger of walking in the tying run. 3-1. Andres Mesa waiting on deck. He's reached base in all three trips. So no rest for the weary. The pitch, fastball, ball four. And we are once again tied at Segra Stadium. Bases loaded, walk, give Cueva the RBI as Gallan trots in. And it's been a very difficult eighth inning for Alim Bersanta. Zach Wilkins got to head out to the mound and talk to his pitcher. He's got something in his hand as well.
New belt.
Huh. Don't see that too often, a belt replacement. Maybe if he's able to get out of the inning, we can pinpoint why his command was off.
Yeah. Maybe you can blame the belt, but Wilkins, you know, do more than a belt delivery here. Go up there and try and smooth things over a little bit as well. The command issues weren't as significant as they have been in the eighth inning here for Santa to start the day. He walked at least one batter in every inning, but the difference in the sixth and the seventh is that he was able to focus back in, throw strikes, whatever reason here in the eighth. Maybe a mechanical thing has gone awry on him, or could be something with working with multiple runners on. It's causing a bit of a distraction, but for Santa, you know, he's been a strike thrower and an out-getter to begin the year. So this has been a day where it's just not all coming together for him.
With the Wood Ducks tying the game, that gets Leandro Lopez off the hook. And Andres Mesa hoping to give the road team the lead back after they surrendered three in the bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded, still one down. Mesa, DH, did not play in the series opener. He takes a big breaking ball, ducked out of the way of, but it ended up right down Broadway. 0-1. Mesa walk in the second, an RBI single in the fourth, walked in the seventh. Now he's down nothing and two. Those two pitches, this is the best that Santa's looked in this inning for sure. Good life on the breaking ball. Can he get the knockout pitch? Went for it, but Mesa did not oblige. Other Education Day game here in the Carolina League has entered the ninth inning. Kannapolis holding on to a 4-3 lead in Zebulon over the Mudcats. 1-2. Slider just off the plate, and it's 2-2. Carolina getting a quick three outs in the top of the ninth, so that game actually going to the bottom half. Mudcats hoping to rally and walk it off. The 2-2. Struck well, deep left center field. Cole racing back, looking up, and it is off the top of the wall. It is in play, and it will be a two-run double as the throw comes to the plate. Andres Mesa, have yourself a game. He has driven in three runs, reached base all four trips, and he gives Down East a 7-5 lead, but now got a dispute about whether that ball might have gotten out and cleared the yellow line. It was very close. I don't know if there's going to be enough to overturn it, though. As the field umpire probably had the best view of it.
See if we get a replay here in the booth pulled together. It did look like, if anything, it might have hit the very top of that yellow padding because it kind of popped in the air when it came back to Cole. I think it was a double, but it missed a grand slam by a fraction of an inch.
7-5 lead Down East, and another one hit out to center field. This will at least bring home the runner from third. Cole tracking it, makes the catch. And tagging coming in to score as the throw goes to third base, and Mesa is safe. Cueva comes across and scores another run, the fifth of the inning. And just like that, down east with a big-time counterpunch after surrendering three in the bottom of the seventh. An 8-5 lead with still more on the pond. Runner at third, two down. Top of the order, Miguel Villarroel. First pitch swing, hit to short. Lofton snags it, throws, and retires Villarroel to end a nightmare eighth inning for Aleimber Santa and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who went into it up two. They now trail 3-8-5 as we go to the bottom of the eighth.
For the Wood Ducks, Leandro Lopez. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers.
Well, Fayetteville will need to rally again. They trail 8-5 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Jackson Lofton leading it off. 5-6 and 7 hitters due up against Leandro Lopez, who had a rough bottom of the seventh inning. Yep, his team picked him up. He's back in line to potentially pick up a victory this afternoon. Quick housekeeping correction from the top half of the inning. That sacrifice fly coming off the bat of Miguel Villarroel and Tucker Mitchell grounding out to end the inning. It's another ground ball to short hit by Lofton, and his counterpart with a great play, Cueva, throws him out by half a step. So a quick out number one, and Sandro Gastón will bat. Aleimber Santa, we've seen him have a strong start to the season, but a tough time to have his worst inning of 2023. As Gastón takes ball one down and away, just could not command the strike zone. Count even 1-1. It's kind of been a theme the first couple of games of this series. We saw Andrew Taylor, Michael Knorr struggle with their command in the opener as Gastón. The line drive into center field, a one-out single. He has his first hit of the ball game, now 1-for-4.
Well, what you like about Sandro Gastón is that he's always going to give you four or five solid at-bats. And even if the first three don't go all that well, he's going to try and come up with a hit in the eighth. We've seen that happen a few times for him over the last week. Start 0-for-3, get that base hit late. He looked at every pitch he took in the sixth for a strikeout. It's good to see him get more aggressive next time around.
Batter is Dari Lorenzo. And from the left side, the switch hitter sends one foul onto the roof behind us. Downey's took a 2-0 lead all the way back in the first inning. Grew it to 3-0 in the fourth. Ryan Clifford hitting a 2-run home run in the bottom of the fifth inning, got Fayetteville within a run, and then sparked three more thanks to a balk and a 2-run single from Zach Cole in the seventh before Down East exploded for 5 runs in the top half of this inning as Lorenzo, losing his helmet on the swing, only gets a piece. Lopez with the 1-2 outside. Packers will be back in action tomorrow against Down East in game 3 of 6 this week. Jose Nodal, the projected starter for Fayetteville. Lorenzo, high fly ball, might be playable. Galan with a run, and he was just a stride and a half behind. Bounces out of play in foul territory. Nodal will face another left-hander in Dylan McLean. 1-0 with a 4.32 ERA for the Wood Ducks. Fayetteville area, come on down to get discounted beverages. Thirsty Thursday, Pepsi products. Alcoholic beverages served throughout the ballgame. 2-2. Foul tipped, and Lorenzo putting together a fight in this at-bat. Gastone leads off first. The pitch. Breaking ball misses low, and if Lorenzo's able to get aboard and bring the tying run to the plate, still only one out. Ricardo Belows struck the ball well this afternoon, waits on deck. Payoff pitch, hit on the line to right, but right at Abby Ortiz for out number 2. Fayetteville's got 8 hits this afternoon, but it feels like it could have been many more. A lot of sharply hit balls that have just been right at green jerseys.
Yeah, Zach Cole had one back in the first inning that resulted in a double play. Narbe Cruz had one that stayed up in the third on him. They have struck the ball well today. And sometimes those hits just don't fall. That's baseball for you.
Below takes ball 1. Lined out sharply to left field in the third for singling in the 5th. Struck out in his last AB. Hit on the ground to short and past the slide. Ducks had the shift on. It was Figueroa, third baseman, moving to his left. Couldn't get there in time. And below keeps the line moving. We'll bring up Rolando Espinosa with 2 on, 2 down in a 3-run game.
I love the way this guy's been swinging the bat today. I'll take him up with runners on, just like I take a cleanup hitter, like a Zach Cole type with runners on. He had that line drive to left, talking about hard hit balls that was stolen away on that Galan dive in the 5th, but seeing it well.
Pressure put on Lopez again. Goes to the breaking ball, misses low. Gastone, a late break. Able to scramble back to second. Lopez surrendering 3 runs last inning. A lot of that coming, or all 3 of those runs rather, coming with 2 down. As Lopez talks with his catcher, Mitchell, gave up the leadoff single to Lorenzo in the 7th and then got back-to-back strikeouts of Below and Espinosa before the top of the order did all the damage. This time around, it's that bottom of the lineup that's putting the pressure on. Espinosa awaits the 1-0. Here's a fastball on the outside corner. Pitch number 60. Breaking ball. Tries to front door him, but couldn't quite pull it back across that inside edge. Espinosa, that double back in the 3rd inning. He also lined out sharply to left in the 5th to go along with a strikeout. Ryan Clifford waiting on deck, and it is 3-1. Another instance where Fayetteville could have the bases loaded with 2 down and a chance to jump right back into this ballgame. See what Espinosa does here, 3-1. Does he have the take sign, or is he going to swing away? The pitch swings late. Looked like it was a strike regardless, and the count is full. We'll give Gaston and below. Head starts at second and first. Ball in the gap, theoretically. They turn this into a one-run game. Leandro Lopez peers in. Gets the sign from his catcher, Mitchell. Long look in. Finally comes set with seven on the pitch clock. A look at second, now the payoff. Outside, ball four, and the bases are going to be loaded for Ryan Clifford with two down. Great job by Espinosa to work the count. Very tough pitch to take with two outs and a 3-2. He lays it off and heads down to first.
It's big, yeah. You work a deep count, force Lopez to continue to labor. You know, Ryan Clifford is going to be looking for his perfect pitch in this spot. Stuff on the corners, you lay off, and like you said, Colin, that was a good pitch from Lopez. Even better take by Espinosa.
Oh, man, I think they just got Clifford for a pitch clock violation. And immediately Ricky Rivera wants to intervene in this conversation. The umpires are going to get together, I think, to talk about it, that there might have been some sort of premature winding of the clock. Yep. And I guess time was called by Clifford beforehand. So good that they sorted that one out, especially in a crucial spot. Of course, that pitch clock doesn't discriminate as far as what inning it goes in, but made sure that both umpires were on the same page and saw the same thing. Evidently, they didn't. And it'll be a fresh count for Clifford to start the at-bat. Now it's 0-1 regardless. Ryan Clifford has reached base three times. Flew out his first time up. Fielder's choice, a home run and a single. Smashes it on the ground to third, but this will end the inning. Hit it well, but right at the shifted Figueroa. Flips it the short way to second. Chance to get right back in it for Fayetteville goes by the wayside. They leave him loaded. On to the ninth inning, 8-5 down east on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time to guess today's attendance. Action Jackson has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, Action.
We're actually over here in section 128. I got my boy Odin, Roman, and Griffin. We're all hanging out over here. We're going to guess the attendance in just a second. We're going to take a look over here at the Sagertron for our options. We're going to go with A, B, or C. Guys, what do we think? A, B, or C?
I think B.
Roman's guessing B. And it's B. Let's go. Good guess, Roman. Good job. We had a lot of people here. Glad y'all came for Education Day at Sager Stadium.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ulimber Santa. Leading off the top of the ninth inning.
On to the ninth inning at Sager Stadium, 8-5 down east on top. Ulimber Santa back on the mound, and Andrew Chapman taking us home on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Colin. Ulimber going to try and get through this ninth as quick as he can after he had to face all nine hitters of the down east order in the eighth. Gave up those four walks. Fayetteville's lineup has collectively walked 10 today. Their pitching staff, should say, between Fleury and Santa. Pitch ripped on the ground foul by Abby Ortiz. He's the one that got it started today with a two-run home run in the first inning. Santa's wine, kick, and pitch. Misses outside. Ortiz has also reached on a walk and scored a run. And the next one home. is a fastball at the knees, called strike two. Gallon and Anthony Gutierrez will follow. They gave up five in the eighth, but had a big chance to score some of their own in the eighth inning. Woodpeckers, if they fall here in game two of the series, will look back at that eighth inning as of having a chance to score some runs, cut into this three-run deficit. Limber Santa ready for the two-strike pitch. Here it comes, and it's fouled back into the net. Astros affiliate system will be in action later today. We have the Houston Astros taking on the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays on the road. Sugar Land playing Reno on the road. Corpus Christi's at Midland. And the Asheville Tourists at Bowling Green. Here's the pitch to Ortiz, and it shorts the plate. Woodpeckers are the only Astros affiliate playing baseball in their home ballpark this week, including the big league club. Also the only Astros affiliate at this stage still at above 500 at 8-7, the pitch home. Ortiz foul tips, Garcia the squeeze behind the plate, and a strikeout. Just what Limber Santa was looking for to start his ninth inning. First strikeout that he's been able to tally since the sixth inning when he first came in. That's his third. And now here is Yosi Gallon. Gallon 0 for 3, pair of strikeouts and a fly to right. Walked and scored in that long eighth. And the first pitch coming. Sits back on a breaker, takes strike one. Yosi Gallon with 22 home runs now in his Carolina League career. Haven't seen him put a charge into one yet this week, though. Now he pops it up behind home plate. It'll get towards the roof and out of play. The one other game going in the Carolina League to start today has gone final. Kannapolis beats Carolina 4-3 and grabbed their league best 11th win of the season, 11-5. Pitch home. And Gallon swings, hits it high and deep out of the left center field. Clifford, though, with room in front of the track, calls off Cole and makes the grab for out number two. Gallon with his second fly out will drop to 0-4. And it brings up Anthony Gutierrez. Got a doubleheader later today in the Carolina League. Myrtle Beach and Charleston will play two at the Joe. First pitch to Gutierrez up and outside. And they're not playing that doubleheader because they were rained out yesterday. They're making it up from April 8th on opening weekend. It's going to be one of those weird scenarios where Myrtle Beach is the home team despite playing in Charleston's ballpark. Here's the pitch. Down and inside. 2-0 on Gutierrez. He's 0-4 today. Pair of pop-outs to second base and a pair of ground-outs to third.
Did they not play each other a lot this year, or is this just kind of a, in case there's more rain that happens later on?
I guess in case there's more rain. This might be their final series of the first half.
Oh, yep.
So I think just for the sake of standings and everything, they're trying to make sure they make that game up.
Great point.
Chopper left side.
I was about to say, you'd think they play each other probably 24 times a year.
Yeah. This might be the final series, though, of the first half. So that was a foul ball. 2-1 the count. Pitch to Gutierrez. Scoots him off the plate. There's a lone in fastball by Santa. He's already walked six, a season high. Trying to avoid his seventh. Later, Figueroa on deck if the inning goes longer. Second baseman Lorenzo pressed towards the middle. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's now full. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg, 6:30 tonight. Salem at Delmarva, 7:05. Columbia at Augusta, 7:05. Rounding out the slate of games today. 3-2 payoff. Gutierrez wraps it foul left to third. D- Downey scored the first three. Fayetteville went five unanswered to go up 5-3. And Downey scored five in a row in the eighth. So it's been a game of runs, as they like to say in basketball today on the baseball diamond. Here's a one-hopping liner hit deep to short. Jackson Lofton fields as he backs up into the shallow grass. Throws to first on a one-hop dugout by Ballo. The inning is over. So Elaine Bersanta battles through, goes 1-2-3 in the ninth. And Fayetteville trailing 8-5 down to their final opportunities. Cruz, Cole, Garcia coming to bat. One more back in the bottom of the ninth.
Sure you stop by the Bird's Nest. The team store is located directly next to the main entrance of Segra Stadium. Make sure to swing by and check out the item of the homestand, our squishy bunker plush. Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 15, Adrian Rodriguez. Off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 3, Darby Cruz.
Darby Cruz has stepped into the right-handed hitter's box and ready to go in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch coming home is down and outside for ball one. A new arm has entered into the game for Down East as well. And here's the pitch. Missed just low and outside. Adrian Rodriguez takes over for Leandro Lopez. And has a chance at a save here in this 8-5 game. Cruz takes a fastball strike, 97, flashing on the stadium gun. Rodriguez, a 6'6" right-hander from New York and a 39th-round draft pick in the final year of the 40-round draft in 2019. Down and inside, he missed to Cruz, 3-1. Woodpeckers had a very brief 5-3 lead, but a 5-run top of the eighth has put Down East in a position to win their second in a row here on the road. 3-1, Cruz takes down and away. So one base runner at a time, leadoff runner aboard. That is the third time that Cruz has reached today. And we'll already have Mitchell and Cam Colley come together on the mound with Rodriguez and talking over here with Zach Cole getting ready to step in. You'd really like the complexion of this inning if the Woodpeckers had been able to bring home a run in the eighth. They had bases loaded, two outs. Ryan Clifford hit the ball real hard, but right to Figueroa, the third baseman. And that ended the inning. Here's Zach Cole. First pitch from Adrian Rodriguez. Pops the mitt for strike one, 100 rating on the stadium gun. Woodpeckers will have to make split-second decisions with this hard-throwing right-hander. Reels back and throws another fastball, knee level on Cole for strike two.
Yeah, remember, he was the one who gave up that home run to Tyler Whitaker last year, threw 100 miles an hour, and Whitaker took it the other way into Healy's.
Here comes the no-ball, two-strike pitch. Cole swings, line drive, right field. It's over Cauley and down for a base hit. Narbe Cruz getting down to second. The first two are on, and the tying run will come to the plate.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Chappie, the Peckers have swung the bat exceptionally well this afternoon. 5 runs on 10 hits. They've doubled up down east now in the hit column. Just haven't had those breaks as far as swings go in those key spots. Still 3 outs to work with. Tying run at the plate. Better now than never.
So John Garcia up. And time is called. It's a pitch clock violation. Rodriguez and thrown home when that clock expired. So 1-0 on Garcia to start the AB. Adrian Rodriguez, 1-0 record and a 3.60 ERA. Pitching for his fifth time tonight, fourth out of the bullpen. And a fastball strike gets to 1-1. Adrian Rodriguez has given up 2 earned runs over 5 innings, 4 strikeouts over those 5 frames, and 2 walks. And he does have 1 save and his 1 opportunity. Pitches down and inside to Garcia. 2-1. Garcia in the cleanup spot today has reached on a walk and a fielder's choice. He's 0 for 3. Now the 2-1. Down and inside. 3 balls, 1 strike. And it'll be awful interesting here if John Garcia finds a way to get on. Lofton, Gaston, and Lorenzo. The next 3 scheduled. After they loaded the bases in the 8th, they're trying to do it again here in the 9th. The set and 3-1 pitch. Garcia swings, chops to 3rd. Fielded by Figueroa. He stomps on 3rd, throws across the diamond, and a double play. A major momentum killer for Fayetteville in the 9th. Cruz out at 3rd. Garcia out at 1st. On the 5-3, and Zach Cole now the lone runner on 2nd.
And once again, just ball put in play at the exact wrong spot. Credit, though, to Downey's defense. They played an exceptional game and have been able to make those plays, but Fayetteville seemingly just haven't been able to buy a gap in this Downey's defense. Yeah.
Jackson Lofton steps in with Fayetteville down to their final chance. And he takes a knee-high changeup on the inside, 0-1. Woodpeckers have not been 500 since they started the season 1-1 on opening weekend. Danger of falling to 8-8 with a loss this afternoon. Cole off of 2nd. Adrian Rodriguez, kick and pitch. And Lofton was early on a changeup. And he quickly calls for timeout, steps away from the box, and tries to refocus. Lofton today with a walk, but he's 0 for 3. Now 0 for 5 in the series with 2 walks. Fayetteville down to their final strike. And down east trying to lock up a 2-game-to-none lead in this series. Going to Thursday. Pitch. Lofton strikes out swinging, and that's our ball game. So Fayetteville takes a brief 5-3 lead behind a 3-run 7th. Down east counters with a big 5-run 8th, and they have taken another one, 8-5, the first 2 of this series. To go to 8-8 on the year, the Woodpeckers drop to 8-8 on the year. We'll step aside. Post-game show coming up next right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans and kids, welcome back inside the broadcast booth. Thanks again so much for being with us on our first education day of the season. How cool was that to see over 4,600 young Woodpeckers fans out at the park today? We hope you enjoyed your time out here at the park. And Colin, Fayetteville nearly grabbed the first game of this series when they were up 5-3 there. A few walks in that eighth inning helped aid along, you know, that five-run inning. They got the hits with those free runners aboard. Liber Santa, outside of really that eighth inning, looked pretty sharp in the other three innings he was out there.
there, and you have to like Fayetteville's swings that they put on the ball today. It wasn't like yesterday where really the whole offense was kind of stagnant. Today they had line drives that were just hit right to guys. They doubled up down east in the hit column 10-5. Seems like one of those games where, yeah, you lost 8-5, but you have to take some of the swings that you put out there and bring them into tomorrow's game.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Chappy. There was some bad luck there for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers throughout the game. Even go back the first inning, after that double that Narbe Cruz had, immediately a line drive ends up getting doubled off on a ball that was just hit far too hard for him to react in time. And then later on in the ninth inning, the double play with John Garcia hitting it right at third base, an easy tag, and then the throw across the diamond. So just a couple of bad breaks for Fayetteville. Ultimately, that bad that tough eighth inning in the field also ended up factoring into the reason why Downey's. Credit, though, to the Wood Ducks. They've showed a lot of resilience, give up that lead, came back in the following inning and got that five-run inning. So they came back and really found a way to win, which is what you got to do in this league, is to find ways to win even on days where some of your guys don't have their best stuff on the mound. Mm-hmm. Fayetteville's done it throughout the season. We saw them do it in the first series. On the other hand, now we're starting to see Down East start to figure it out offensively. And fun thing about it is both teams now coming into tomorrow's game with the same record. So really a clean slate for both those teams trying to keep pace in their respective divisions. Should be a fun final four games of this series. And a lot more talented pitchers on both sides on the way as well.
Yep, Jose Nadal tomorrow for Fayetteville. The left-hander, no record, and a 2.38 ERA. Lefty Dylan McLean, 1-0 with a 4.32 ERA going into game three of the series tomorrow. And Colin mentioned both these teams 8-8 now on the young season going into game three. Thirsty Thursday, we got drink specials out of the ballpark tomorrow, and we're back to our normal start time of 7:05 tomorrow and Friday, 5:05 Saturday, 2:05 Sunday. You can find us on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for the radio broadcast if you can't make it, or subscribe to Bally Live at MILB.TV. 8-5, the final today on Education Day. The day is young. You still have plenty of time to go out and do whatever you please. That's the joy of playing morning baseball at Segres Stadium. Thanks for being with us, everybody, again, and hope to see you out at Segres Stadium tomorrow. So long.
Something's happened inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigy. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be outie hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Despite everything that they're saying, my mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John, keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
I'm sliding, my looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down and ride it, ride it.
Yeah, sunshine, 24/7, clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need.